Jeffy, are you ready for school?
Sure am, Daddy.
What, Jeffy, what'd you do to your shirt?
I cut it up because I wanted it to look like Swiss cheese.
Jeffy, you can't go to school like that.
Yeah, they're going to send you home for having holes in your shirt.
Darn, didn't know that was going
to
happen.
You're still going to school, Jeffy.
But I don't have a shirt to wear.
Sure you do, Jeffy. I got you this shirt for Christmas. It has a turtle on it, and it says, "Totally cool!"
Oh, that's so sick, Mommy. I want to put it on right now. All right, Mommy. How do I look?
You look totally cool, Jeffy.
Damn right I do.
All right, Jeffy, let's go to school.
Dang, everyone's going to be so jealous of my new shirt, I'm going to pull major hose.
Oh, that's good, Jeffy. Come on.
Hey, idiot, what happened to your old shirt? Did you wipe your butt with it?
You're just jealous you don't have a cool shirt that has words on it.
Oh, yeah? What's it say?
It actually says, "Turtly cool," and it has a little turtle with sunglasses on it.
It should say that you're returned, or returned. Yeah, that's it. You're returned.
My mommy told me that I was turtly cool.
Your mommy dresses you.
I don't want this stupid shirt anymore.
Well, calm down, Incredible Hulk. Wait a minute. You don't have any nipples. Hey, everybody. Jeffy doesn't have nipples.
It's not my fault I was born without nipples.
Jeffy, why'd you take your shirt off?
Because I thought that shirt was going to make girls give me major treatment, but all it did was get me made fun of.
They made fun of your shirt, Jeffy?
Yeah, because apparently it's not cool to be turtly cool. They called me retarded.
Marvin.
It's funny.
Those kids are just mean, Jeffy.
Well, I'm never wearing that shirt ever again.
That's okay, Jeffy. I got you another shirt, and it says, "Mommy Whaley loves me," and it has two whales hugging.
You really want me to get made fun of, don't you, Mommy?
Aw, it's cute, Jeffy.
Is it going to make girls turn into bobbleheads?
I don't know about that, Jeffy, but go ahead and put it on.
Okay, Mommy. I'll wear it tomorrow, but it better not get me made fun of.
I see you got your old shirt back. Wait, that's not your old shirt. That's a new shirt. What's it say?
Nothing.
I want to know what your shirt says.
No.
No, show me your shirt.
I'm not showing you my shirt.
What does your shirt say?
It says, "My mommy Whaley loves me," and it has a whale on it.
My mommy Whaley loves me? That's Whaley lame.
Well, at least my mommy loves me.
What, is your mommy a whale? Hey, everybody, Jeffy's mom's a whale. Yeah, your mom's a whale.
Shut up, Cody. Your mom's a whale.
I was just really glad the joke wasn't about me for once.
You gonna go to the ocean and see your mommy?
That's it! I'm tired of this!
What, are you gonna go kiss your mom's big whale lips?
It happened again!
They made fun of your shirt again, Jeffy?
Yeah, and they called you a whale, Mommy!
What? Marvin!
You eat a lot of Cheetos, baby.
Marvin!
Look, Jeffy, your mom got you another shirt.
I did! It says, "Hanging with Mommy," and has two slots.
Oh, absolutely not. I'm done with shirts. They want to bully me? I'm going to become the bully now.
Oh, this is not going to be good.
Hey, loser, what's with the new look? Your balls finally drop? Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get off. No, stop. No. Oh, no. He pulled my underwear up over my face. Oh, God, I have doo-doo stains on it. This is so gross and embarrassing. I'm going to get pink eye.
Anyone else want some?
Huh? Cody called your mom a whale.
But Junior, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? Whoa. Okay, yes, Daddy. He gave me a wedgie. Should have pulled harder.
Ha ha, Cody, you have rainbow pony underwear?
Junior, they're not underwear, they're panties.
Oh my God, I have those!
Can I smell them?
Ew, no, Junior, you're gross!
Jeffy, stop worrying everyone! Go into the principal's office now! Jeffy, what are you doing? Jeffy, why do you pull my underwear over my face? Ew, I got doodle stain! Ring Ring doesn't do my laundry!
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
Shut up, nerd!
Jeffy!
What'd you call me?
Nerd, because you are one!
What are you doing?
Jeffy, what are you doing?
He put my underwear on my face!
Jeffy!
That is it, Jeffy, you are grounded!
Oh, you're gonna ground me? I'm gonna show you grounded!
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Giving you a swirly, nerd!
What? Jeffy, if you put my head in that toilet, you would
Oh, Jeffy, dear God, please help me! You had enough yet?
I've had enough.
All right.
Marvin, what's wrong?
Jeffy gave me a swirly.
He what?
He put my head in the toilet.
Jeffy, why would you do that?
Because he's a nerd.
Jeffy, that's not how we act. We treat others the way we want to be treated.
Well, everyone wants to bully me, so now I'm going to be the bully. So no one mess with me!
Marvin, what do we do?
I'm calling the cops. He assaulted me with my underwear and a toilet.
Hey there, somebody call the police? I heard an old lady say that at the barbershop today. She called me the police. I like that. I'm gonna say that from now on. Police. So what do you need?
My son is bullying me. He gave me a swirly and he put my underwear over my eyes.
Classic.
Not classic. He's assaulting me.
Well, I know how to deal with that kind of situation.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I used to get bullied a lot in high school. Let me tell you a story. I always get bullied by this guy named Trevor. He used to call me names like Braceface, you know, because I wore braces at the time. And he used to pull my pants down in front of all the cheerleaders. And they would all laugh at me and say, ha ha, tiny. So one day, I decided to get revenge on him by pulling his pants down in front of the cheerleaders. And boy, did that backfire, because he was hung like a horse. All the girls like him, even Miss Jenkins. I had a crush on her. She was kind of a hot teacher. But anyway, me and Trevor became friends after that because I helped him get so many girls by pulling his pants down. So I guess the moral of this story is what you should do is pull Jeffy's pants down in class? No, that don't do that. That's not right. That's not what I meant at all. Okay. Better example. Okay. I also used to get bullied by this guy named Travis. Now, Travis was a real freak. He put a wasp nest in my backpack. So whenever I opened my backpack, a bunch of wasps flew out and they started stinging me. So I ran around the classroom taking my clothes off. And then everybody just pointed at me and laughed and said, ha ha, tiny. So I wanted to get revenge on him. So the next day, I put a wasp nest in his backpack. And then when he opened his backpack, he got stung by wasps and he ran around the class taking his clothes off. And boy, did that backfire because he was packing. All the girls liked him. Oh, yeah. Except we didn't become friends because he was pissed that I put a wasp nest in his backpack. So the moral of this story is you should put a wasp nest in Jeffy's backpack. No, don't do that either. That was... Okay, that sucks too. Okay. But last example, this one's gonna be good. This will make sense, I promise. Okay, so I also used to get bullied by this guy named Trent, and we rode the bus together. So what he would do was put gum in my hair, which sucked because then I'd have to shave my head to get the gum out, and then everybody would laugh at me and say, ha ha, baldy, and also tiny, you know, because they remembered from when I got pantsed and the whole thing with the wasps. So I wanted to get revenge on him. So what I did was I put gum in his hair, and he had to shave his head. And then the next day, he got hit by a car, and I felt kind of bad. So I went to visit him in the ICU, and I walked in when they were changing his body cast, and he was packing. I mean, all of the nurses wanted to help him. So the moral of this story is, you should push Jeffy in front of a car. No, don't. Oh, man, I'll admit, I'm not the right guy for this.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, let me just talk to him, and I'll explain to him why bullying people is wrong.
Okay.
Hey, champ, what are you doing?
Writing hate comments on SML videos.
Oh, but they work so hard.
But they won't bring back their plushies.
Oh, well, they can't do that. Look, I wanted to talk to you about something.
What do you want, loser?
Okay, so you're already starting with the name-calling. Now, I know the only reason you're doing that is because you're just lashing out because you don't know how else to express yourself.
Well, you're ugly.
Okay, that one kind of hurt a little bit. But look, what I wanted to say is that I used to be just like you. I mean, I wasn't cross-eyed like that, but I did get bullied a lot.
You did?
Oh, yeah, I get bullied all the time. And you know how I got over it? I found out that everybody was packing. I don't really know why. But then, when I grew up, I became a cop, so I can bully whoever I want. It's my job to bully people. You going too fast? Boom! Speeding ticket. Speeding tickets are my swirlies. So what I'm trying to say is I know that deep down, you know that bullying is wrong, right? Well, that didn't work.
Oh, no, he did it to you, too?
Yeah, the only thing I learned here is I gotta start wiping better.
Well, what do we do now, officer?
Yeah, what do we do?
I don't know. He's probably just going through a phase. I'm sure he'll grow out of it. Or he'll end up in prison. He might be packing. I don't know. I'm just gonna go.
No, don't go. We need your help. We really need your help.
Well, I've done everything I can do, and I don't want my face to end up in your toilet again.
Look, I have an idea that'll get him to stop bullying people.
Wait, really?
Yeah, let me show you.
Well, I won't be able to see it because I got underwear in my eyes. Thank you, but I would wash my hands if I were you.
All right, we're all gonna wear these shirts, and when Jeffy sees them, he's gonna bully us for wearing these shirts, and he's gonna realize he's became what he hated most, being a bully.
I hate this shirt. I look like a dingus.
Aw, it's cute!
Hanging with Mommy. I hate my mother. I would never hang with her. I also hate sloths. They're all lanky and they're creepy and I hate them.
Look, you only have to wear the shirt for like a few minutes for Jeffy to see you.
Yeah, so he can make fun of us and then shove my face in the toilet again and then put my poopy underwear in my face? Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
No, he's gonna realize that he's a bully and he's not gonna want to be a bully anymore. Jeffy, get in here!
What do you losers want?
Don't hurt me! Oh god, no, please!
Wait, Jeffy, look at our shirts! Look at our shirts!
Eternally cool? That's retarded.
Well, look, Jeffy, look. You just bullied me the same way you used to get bullied in school.
You're right. What have I become? I've become the same thing I swore to destroy. I'm like Darth Vader. Diaper. Diaper.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I didn't want to be a bully. I was just tired of people bullying me.
It's okay, Jeffy.
Yeah, Jeffy, as long as you promise you won't bully anyone ever again.
Yeah, Daddy, I won't bully anyone ever again.
I bet you're not even packing.
Oh, no, I totally am. I got a wiener like a Coke can.
Damn it. Jeffy, it's time for bed.
Daddy, can I sing it one more time before bed?
Jeffy, what is this thing?
Well, there's a little car in here, and when I hit this thing, it goes around the doodah.
Then just do it real quick.
All right.
Ow, Jeffy, you hit me with the car.
Can I do it one more time?
No, Jeffy, it's time to go to bed. Come on.
Let's do all the things you want to do.
Okay, Jeffy, just lay down and go to sleep.
But I want fried okra.
Wait, what, Jeffy? No, it's too late. You're not getting fried okra.
I want it fried.
You're not getting it, Jeffy.
In my mouth.
Jeffy, just go to sleep. I don't want to hear a peep out of you.
Beep. Beep, beep.
Jeffy, shut up. Wait, Jeffy, did you just shoot me with a Nerf gun?
No.
Wait, Jeffy, what is that?
Fried okra.
Where'd you get fried okra?
The fried okra tree.
Jeffy, why don't you just eat that fried okra?
Because that's yesterday's fried okra. You can't expect me to eat day-old okra.
But Jeffy, I don't know what's going on. Just go to sleep, please.
Aww.
All right, Jeffy. Good night. This door is so squeaky. Jeffy?
I want fried okra.
No, Jeffy. You have fried okra in your bed. Go to sleep. That door is so squeaky. I have to get that fixed soon. I just want to lay down and watch TV. Jeffy's dumb toys on the couch. I'm going to play with it. It's broken. It's dumb. Jeffy, your dumb toy's broken. Jeffy, close the door.
Okra.
No, Jeffy, you're not eating okra.
Okra.
It's too late for okra. Close the door.
Okra.
Close it. Jeffy, I said close the door. Thank you. Stop it! It's so annoying! I'm getting a fix! I'm calling somebody to fix it!
Hey there, somebody call a handyman? I can do literally anything except give handies. So I guess I'm a not handyman. But I can fix things, so what do you need?
Well, my son's door
is... Oh, is this Hot Wheels? Oh, that's so sick. Hey, do you mind if I send it?
Sure.
Oh, so close. Oh, man, that was cool. Hey, do you mind if I try again?
Okay, fine. But, like, yeah, listen to what's wrong. So, my son has this door that's really squeaky.
I'm listening.
My son has this door that's really squeaky.
Oh, right there, every time. Okay, I'm trying again.
Oh, no, but my son's door is really squeaky, and I want you to fix it, and you're not even fixing it.
Oh, okay, this thing sucks. What were you saying?
So my son has this door, it's really squeaky, and I was wondering if you'd fix it.
Oh, squeaky door? Yeah, that's easy, I can do that. Just show me.
Okay, it's over here. All right, here's the door. Listen.
Hey, you know what that sounds like? My bed springs in college. Huh? Yeah, because I was doing a lot of this, you know? Yeah, I'm just kidding. I didn't actually have a girlfriend. But, you know, good for the people who can get hoes.
Can you please fix my door?
Oh, yeah, it's an easy fix. I just gotta use some of this WD-40.
What's WD-40?
You don't know what WD-40 is? What an idiot. Everybody knows what WD-40 does. It stops squeaks, removes and protects, loosens rusted parts, frees sticky mechanisms, drives out moisture, and is fatal if swallowed. Nah, I'm just kidding. But can you imagine, though? Just, and that's it. I'm gone. Dead. That's it. No more me.
Can you please fix the door?
Yeah, sure. You weren't gonna stop me? Yeah, some friend.
No, I just want you to fix my door.
No. You act like you're gonna do it.
Well, no, I don't want to do
it. No, act like you're gonna do it. No, don't do that. Don't you know that's fatal? It's swallowed? You're gonna die. Hey, man, I care about you. I don't want you to do something like that. See, that's what you should have done.
Oh, look, I just want you to fix my door. I know you're not gonna do it.
Okay, fine. Okay, I put a crap ton on there. Now let's see if the door squeaks. What the hell? It's still squeaking. Okay, fine. I'll just put more on there. And you know what? I'll do all the hinges. Except for that one. That one's too high up. That one's higher than my ex-wife during the custody hearing. I mean, she still got custody of the kids because I had two DUIs. But let's see if the door squeaks. What? Oh, okay. What's going on here? Does this stuff not work? I bet it's not even fatal if swallowed. What, really? You aren't going to stop me again after all that? You know what? You're a bad friend. You deserve to have a squeaky door.
No, I just want you to fix my door, please.
Okay, fine. Give me some peanut butter.
Peanut butter?
Who's the handyman here, me or you? Go get the peanut butter.
Okay. Why are you putting peanut butter on my door?
Because it's gonna muffle the squeak because it's so thick. Just like my ex-wife. You know, she was thick, fat. Alright, whenever I close the door, you're not gonna hear the squeak anymore. What is that? What is that crunching noise? Oh, no, you didn't.
What?
You got extra crunchy peanut butter?
Yeah, I like it.
What are you, sick in the head? Who the hell uses extra crunchy peanut butter?
I do.
What, do you put glass in your cake?
What?
Do you eat eggs with the shell still on them?
No.
Well, it's the same thing.
Well, I just like extra crunchy peanut butter.
Do you have creamy peanut butter?
No, just that.
Well, see, that's the problem. You use crunchy peanut butter, so now we got a crunch and a squeak. You just added a crunch to the squeak.
Oh, can you just fix my door?
Go get me a belt.
A belt?
Yeah, because the door's making a noise, and when I was a kid and I was making noises, my mom would beat me with a belt, and that sure shut me the hell up.
A belt's not gonna work with a door.
Go get the belt!
Ugh. Okay, here's your belt.
Oh, that's a good one. That looks like it's gonna hurt. Okay, hold on, let me get into character. Brookie, get your ass in here!
Yes, Mommy?
Brookie, let me see your report card!
Have you been drinking, Mommy?
Shut up and let me see your report card! What's this? All C's again! No son of mine's gonna be this average! You think I like doing this? Well, I do! It hurts you so much more than it hurts me, and I love it! Okay, this door's definitely not gonna squeak after that. Oh, you want some more, do you?
No, it's not gonna work.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Oh, man. I've never seen a door this squeaky in my whole life.
Well, can you fix it or not?
Hey, do you think there's more doors in the world or wheels?
What?
Like, in the whole world, do you think there's more doors or wheels?
I don't know.
Well, like, if you think about a car, there's, like, four doors, but there's also four wheels. So, I mean, I guess it kind of evens out there. But if you think about an 18-wheeler, there's so many more wheels than there are doors. Oh, and, like, in skyscrapers, like, there's a whole bunch of doors, but, like, no wheels. I mean, I guess there's wheels in the elevators. But then there's also doors, too!
Well, in a car, there's also a steering wheel.
Oh, my God, you're right. They got, like, five wheels. Oh, okay, so how many cars are there in the whole world?
I don't know.
Well, Google it.
No.
Okay, fine. I'll Google it. How many cars are there in the world? What? There's 1.4 billion cars. Wow. Oh, okay, so you multiply that by five. That's like almost 6 billion wheels.
Man, that's crazy.
That's a lot of wheels. Oh my God. You know what else has wheels? Trains. Trains have wheels. And trucks. And buses. And not boats. Oh, they have a steering wheel. Oh my God, I gotta Google so many things.
Oh, no. Can you please just fix my door or not?
Listen, man, I think only God could fix this door. That's it. We can ask God to fix the door.
God is too busy to fix my stupid door.
Well, it's worth a shot. God, please fix this door.
Hey, guys, what's up?
God, I'm sorry for bothering you.
Oh, not at all. I was just in my room looking at TikTok. You know, I've been alive forever. That's a really long time, so I'm pretty bored by this point. You know, I used to watch dinosaurs fight and kill each other. Now I just watch people lip-sync and dance. What happened? I'm gonna send a meteor and reset this whole mess. So what's up?
Well, see, my door's really squeaky.
Hey, God, are there more doors in the world or wheels?
Oh, that's a really good question. It's actually wheels, but it's close.
I knew it!
Well, God, so my door's really squeaky.
No, sorry, that's all the time I had. I gotta go meet Poseidon at Cracker Barrel. Ugh. You know those little peg games they have on the tables? I've never been able to figure those out. All these years, I've never been able to do it. Anyway, I'll see you guys later.
Oh, great. Not even God was able to fix my door.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just really obsessed about this whole doors and wheels thing. Glad I got my answer, though.
Are you able to fix my door or not?
No, man, I don't think I can do it. This door's a lost cause.
I knew it. I knew you couldn't do it.
What, excuse me?
I knew you weren't good enough to fix my door.
What? Hey, I'm pretty good.
No, if you were good, you'd fix my door by now. I'm gonna go hire a real handyman.
What? Oh, okay, you want your door fixed? All right, fine. I'll fix your door.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing it.
What are you doing?
I'm fixing your door.
No, you just broke my door.
Oh, that was just part of the plan. I was gonna break the door so that I could buy you a new door that doesn't squeak.
What? Oh, you gonna go get me a new door?
I'll go get it right now.
Oh my God.
Here you go. Here's your new door.
It looks just like the old one, except it doesn't have a big hole in the middle.
Yep, and this one doesn't squeak. I guarantee it.
Well, then install it.
All right, here we go. All right, the new door's installed.
But does it squeak?
Let's find out. Oh, please. I hear that. No squeak.
But you did it.
Yes, I am so good. Why am I so good?
Where'd you get the door from?
Oh, I took it off my daughter's bedroom. She doesn't need it. You know, she's getting older. She might start having boys over. So anything she does in there, she's going to have to do with no door.
Well, how much do I owe you?
$100.
$100?
Yeah, man, I did a lot today. I had to steal my daughter's door. I had to relive childhood trauma. I did a lot.
Okay, let me grab my wallet.
Okay.
All right, here's your $100.
Thank you. I think I'm going to use this to buy a Hot Wheels set like this one. It's so cool. Oh my god, I didn't even think about all the wheels on toy cars. They got like 4 wheels and no doors.
Oh my god.
How many Hot Wheels cars do you think there are in the world?
I don't know.
I'm gonna Google it. How many Hot Wheels cars in the world? Oh my god, there's like 4 billion Hot Wheels cars. And it says if you lay them all end to end, it'll circle the entire globe 4 times. So there's 4 billion cars. That's like 16 billion wheels. No wonder the wheels are winning.
That's so crazy.
Oh, I didn't even think about Lego wheels. Oh, the wheels are just piling up.
Hey, Daddy, why'd you replace my door?
Because it wouldn't stop squeaking, Jeffy.
Oh, you mean this noise?
What? Jeffy, was you making the noise?
Maybe.
What, Jeffy, so we'd have to replace the door?
Maybe.
Well, Jeffy, why would you do that?
Because I wanted fried okra.
Oh, that sounds so good. Hey, you want to go to Cracker Barrel? I heard God's going to be there.
Oh, my God. Leave. Both you guys leave. Hey, Daddy, what car Play-Doh tastes the best?
You're not supposed to eat it, Jeffy.
But it smells so good.
Hear ye, hear ye. Art thou ready for our date tonight?
Hear me. Watch me smack my pee-pee.
Baby, why are you dressed like that?
Because we have a date tonight, Marvin.
We do?
Yes, Marvin. A week ago, you said we could go to the medieval times where we can eat turkey legs and mashed potatoes with our bare hands and watch people battle to the death.
I don't remember making those plans.
But you did, Marvin.
Well, baby, we don't have a babysitter for Jeffy. We can't go.
You said you already got Jeffy a babysitter.
I did?
Yes!
I don't remember saying this. Hold on. This Slinky's about to go down the stairs.
Hey, Marvin!
What do you want, baby? I'm doing something.
Can we go on a date soon?
Yeah, sure.
Can we go, like, next weekend?
Whatever you want.
Can we go to medieval times?
Yeah, sure.
Will you make sure that Jeffy has a babysitter?
He already has one.
What, really?
Well, yeah, just leave me alone, please.
Okay, thanks, Marvin.
Oh, I just want to do my Slinky. Oh, now I remember.
So are we going?
Well, baby, see, here's the thing. I just...
Hey, Dad, use this.
Wait, what's that?
It's a book of excuses. I use it all the time.
Good thinking, Jeffy. Well, baby, see, I'd love to go, but, my cat, dog, gerbil, hamster is sick.
Marvin, are you just reading a book of excuses?
No, baby, can we just go another night?
I can't believe you forgot!
I didn't forget. Don't cry. We're going.
We are?
Yeah, I was just joking. I didn't forget. I remembered everything. I even got Jeffy a babysit already.
You did? Oh my gosh, Marvin, let's go. I'm so excited.
Yeah, let's go. But hold on. Before we go, I have to go use the bathroom. So just wait right here while I use the bathroom. And then we're going to go, okay?
Okay, hurry.
I can't believe I forgot my date night tonight. Where am I supposed to find a babysitter at the last second?
Man, these cookies are hot. This oven is hot. Man, it's hot as hell.
Oh, Chef Phoebe. Hey, Chef Phoebe.
Oh, hey, Marvin. You want a hot-ass cookie from this hot-ass oven? Because, man, it's hot.
No. I actually need a favor from you. I was wondering, could you possibly babysit Jeffy tonight?
No, I can't babysit Jeffy. Jeffy's the worst kid ever. I would rather die.
Well, no, I just don't have any other options, so can you please babysit Jeffy, please?
You know what, Marvin, I would love to, but, unfortunately, I'm gonna be in the hospital with third-degree burns.
Wait, what? Okay, I don't have any other options. I'm calling the only person that can help me.
Hello?
Hey, I really need your help.
No, man, come on. You're always calling me to be a cop or a doctor or a plumber. You never just call to hang out. I feel like you're using me.
I'm not using you. I just really need your help.
No, you know what, man? It's my day off and I'm just not in the mood.
But buddy, I want to hang out.
Buddy? Hang out?
Yeah, I want to hang out.
You really want to hang out with me?
Yeah, you're my best friend.
Best friend? Really? You mean it?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I want to hang out. Like we could slam back a few brewskis, and we could stay up all night and tell scary stories.
Yeah, just come over.
Okay, can I spend the night?
Spend the night?
Yeah, like I could bring my pillow, and we could make a pillow fort. It'd be so cool.
Yeah, whatever gets you over here faster. Just get over here.
Oh, I'm so excited. I'm going to sneak out so my wife doesn't see. I'm so mad.
Okay, I'll see you in a minute, buddy. He's here already? Hello?
Hey, buddy, I drank 3 energy drinks in the car on the way here because I want to make sure I have enough energy to stay up all night long. I even brought my lucky pillow. I've had it since I was 5 years old. I chew it whenever I get nervous. Can you tell I'm nervous? All the kids in high school used to make fun of me because I would bring it to school and chew it in class. But you're not going to do that, right? Because we're best friends. And that's what best friends are for. Go on, chew it.
I'm not chewing that.
No, it's okay if our slobbers touch because we're slobber pals.
Oh, no, I'm good.
Okay, so I was thinking first we would get manicures and then we would tell scary stories and then have a pillow fight and then braid our hair. Or we could braid our hair and then have a pillow fight and then get manicures and then tell scary stories. It doesn't really matter which order we do it in, as long as we do it all. But we'll have plenty of time to do it all, because we're going to stay up all night long, right?
Yeah, we're going to stay up all night long. So actually, there was something I need you to do.
Did you just ask me over here to do something for you?
Yeah. The thing I need you to do is to not go easy on me on the pillow fight.
Okay, buddy. How was that?
That was really good. So come inside so we can have our sleepover.
Okay.
All right, I'm back.
Marvin, where have you been? You took forever. We need to go now.
I had to wait for the babysitter.
Well, where is he?
Hey, everybody. I'm here.
Is this the babysitter?
Babysitter? What the hell are you talking about? No, I'm Marvin's best friend. I'm here for the sleepover.
Sleepover?
Yeah, baby, the sleepover. So this is the babysitter, and I told him he has to watch Jeffy all night because I want to go to the beach and watch the sunrise with you.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so go wait in the car.
Okay.
All right, so what do you want to do first? I think we should watch a scary movie.
A scary movie?
Yeah, is it okay if whenever I get scared, I hide behind you and do this? Hold me.
Hey, Dad, can I pick your movie?
What the? Your son is here? I thought this was just going to be a sleepover with two best friends, just you and me.
It is. So obviously, I'm a dad, so I have to wait for my son to go to sleep. So I was thinking we could put on a movie, and then when he falls asleep, we do all our fun sleepover stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yes, so what movie should we put on to help him go to sleep?
We should put on the most boring movie ever. How about The Good Dinosaur? That movie sucks.
Yeah, so put that on and watch it with him, and I'm going to go use the bathroom.
Oh, if you're constipated, you can chew on my pillow. That's what I do when I'm constipated.
Ew, no!
All right, let's find a good dinosaur. Where's Disney Plus?
Oh, can we watch Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse?
No, we cannot watch Mickey Mouse's Clubhouse. Do I look like a little kid to you?
Will you give me the remote?
No,
give me
the remote.
Give me the remote. All right, good.
All right, fine. We can watch Mickey Mouse's Dumbhouse.
All right, baby, are you ready?
Yes, Marvin, I'm so excited. Let's go.
All right, let's go. Oh, wait a minute. Darn it. I forgot my wallet inside.
That's okay, Marvin. I have money.
No, baby, I'm not going to let you pay for our date night. It'll just take me a few seconds. Come on, hold on.
Hurry!
It's the Mickey Mouse Trap House. Come inside. There's crime inside. Trap House!
I love you, Mickey Mouse.
He can't hear you.
All right, Mouseketeers. Today we're going to find out what happens when you snitch.
You get stitches.
Oh, Toodles.
I hate Toodles. He's dumb.
All right, Mouseketeers. So the first thing you're going to do is you're going to look at your snitch, you grab your gap, and you go splat, splat, splat. Let's try it out.
No, Mickey, I promise I'm not lying.
I'm telling you crap, Goofy.
No, Mickey, put the gun down.
Oh, no, they shot Goofy.
I didn't realize we were watching an extremely goofy homicide.
All right, I'm back.
Good, because your son's trying to ruin the sleepover.
What's he doing?
He's watching Mickey Mouse's Trap House.
Jeffy, I told you not to watch that anymore. Go to bed.
Don't you have a date to go on with your wife?
No, he has a sleepover to do with me.
No, he has a date to go on.
Wait, is this a date? Because I thought it was a sleepover.
No, it's not a date. Jeffy, go take a bath.
Who, me? I'll take a bath.
I want to take a bath.
Well, no,
he told me to take a bath first.
Well, no, I got to take a bath.
No, you're going to use all the hot water. Hey, do you have bubbles?
Touch my bubbles and you die.
Oh, how about this? Flip a quarter and then whoever gets head takes a bath first. I got to use the bathroom again, so go figure that out.
Okay, fine. I'll get a quarter. All right, I got a quarter. If it's heads, that means I get to take a bath first. And if it's tails, then you get to take a bath first.
All right.
It's heads. I get to take a bath first. Ha ha.
Oh, man, I wanted to take a bath first.
Yeah, you sit here and enjoy your stupid little show. I'm going to go make Santa Claus beards with the bubbles.
Oh, man, I wanted to do that.
And guess what? I'm going to use all the hot water.
Oh, man.
There, my bath is ready. Ooh, let's get in. Oh, yeah, that's what Daddy likes. Oh, look at this, rubber duckies. Oh, it's so fun. Oh, no, what if there's sharks in the water? Protect me, duckies. He killed all the sharks. Good duckies.
All right, unite your hot bag or try some lava.
What the hell are you doing? That's lava. No, let's get out of here, duckies.
Marvin, I'm so excited.
Well, we're on our way. Hold on, my phone's ringing.
Marvin, not while you're driving.
Okay, I'll stop the car. Well, hello?
Hey, man, what the heck?
What's wrong?
Your son just ruined my bath. Where are you?
I'm still in the bathroom.
Marvin, who's on the phone?
Oh, you get girls with you in the bathroom? Man, you're a player.
Well, what do you want?
I want you to come back here and tell your son to knock it off.
Give me a few minutes. I'll be right there. Baby, we have to turn around.
Why? Why?
Because I want to wear a costume like that.
Marvin, we don't have time for this.
I'm too underdressed. I want to dress like that. I don't look like a barbarian. Look, we'll turn around. It'll only be a few minutes. All right, I'm back. What's going on?
Your son ruined my bubble bath by pouring hot lava in the bathtub.
Hot lava? Where'd you get hot lava from?
From my lava lamp.
You know that's not real lava, right?
Yeah, it is. Why else would it be called a lava lamp, dummy? God, you're so dumb. I mean, you're my best friend, but you're dumb.
All right, let's knock it off. How about we all just go to sleep?
Well, I can't go to sleep. I already had 3 energy drinks. And besides, we're supposed to stay up all night long.
Okay, how about this? How about we pretend to go to sleep? Because if Jeffy sees us sleeping, then he'll go to sleep, and then we can stay up all night.
Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. You know, you're really smart. I take back that time I said you were dumb a minute ago.
Oh, okay, how about this? Let's all go to bed. Hey, Jeffy, let's go to bed. We're all going to cuddle.
Okay.
I'm all nice and cozy.
Wait, are you naked?
Yeah, I sleep naked, don't you?
No, I wear my clothes.
You sleep in the clothes that you wore all day that got all stinky and sweaty? Your bed must be gross.
Well, let's just focus on going to bed.
Well, I'm
going to
cuddle you because you're my best friend.
Wait, no, I'm going to cuddle him because he's my daddy.
Not if I cuddle him first.
No, no, I'm going to cuddle
him. No, I'm going to cuddle him first.
No, he's my daddy.
Pillow fight.
No. Stop that. No more pillow fights. Let's just tell scary stories.
Ooh, scary stories. Hold on. I got to get Paul.
Paul?
Yeah, Paul the pillow. He's my pillow. I'm ready.
Jeffy, tell a scary story.
Okay. One time, I wanted pizza for dinner.
Oh, pizza's good.
And my daddy said, no.
Why would he do that?
I don't know. And then instead of pizza, he gave me green beans.
Oh, no, not green beans. No, don't tell me anymore. I don't want to hear it. La, 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 la.
I have to get out of this. Oh, guys, I got an idea. Why don't we play hide and seek?
Ooh, that'd be fun.
Yeah, I want to play hide and seek.
Oh, okay. So you guys hide, and I'll be the seeker. So I'll count to 300, and do not, for any reason, come out until I find you, okay?
Wait, you're going to count to 300?
I'm a fast counter. I want to give you time to find the best hiding spot. So remember, do not come out until I find you. If you come out before I find you, you lose, and you're a loser.
Oh, okay.
All right. One, two, three, four, five, six. Okay, I'm gonna go on my date. All right, I'm ready.
Marvin, where's your costume that we had to turn around for?
Oh, yeah, my costume. Oh, darn it. I outgrew it. It's too small. There was rips in it. I don't have one.
Can we just go now? I'm starving.
Okay, I promise, baby, no more distractions. We're going.
Marvin, that dinner was amazing!
We ate mashed potatoes with our fingers.
I know, we ate like barbarians!
Well, I'm glad you had a good time.
I did, but Marvin, you've been really weird tonight. What's wrong?
Well, I had to run back and forth, and I was really stressed out, and I haven't been honest with you, baby. So I did forget about our date, and I didn't get a babysitter, and so I called Brooke and Guy at the last second, and he wanted to hang out, and I lied to him and said I'd hang out with him, and I tricked him into babysitting Jeffy.
Marvin, that's so mean.
Yeah, that is mean.
What the?
I was hiding under the couch cushion.
Why?
Because we were playing hide and seek, remember? And I was down there for a long time, and I just thought, maybe he's just bad at hide and seek. But then, after a few hours, I realized you weren't coming.
Marvin, why is the babysitter naked?
Yeah, why is the babysitter naked? Maybe it's because he didn't know he was a babysitter.
I don't want my face down there. Look. Broken guy, I'm sorry. I did want to hang out with you.
Oh, really? So, if you didn't need a babysitter, would you have called me?
Well, I said...
Yes or no?
No.
Why didn't you just invite him to dinner?
I wanted to go to dinner. I want to eat mashed potatoes with my fingers.
I need a babysitter. Why didn't we bring Jeffy? This is so stupid. Buddy. I'll make it up to you. What do you want to do? You want to go to dinner?
No, I want a friend.
I am your friend. How about we stay up all night and watch movies?
Really?
Yeah, and we can hang out and do manicures and gossip and all that stuff.
Will you chew on my pillow?
Yes, I'll chew on your pillow.
You're the best friend ever!
Boys are weird.
Isn't Paul delicious? He's so comforting to chew on.
Why is my side crunchy?
Oh, that's where all the dried spit is.
I'm still winning hide and seek.
Jeffy's gonna be late to school!
Jeffy, get in here!
What's up,
up, Danny?
Well, Jeffy, you're gonna be late to school. What are you wearing?
Well, first of all, Danny, my name's not Jeffy, it's Jeffy Koo, and this is my Dragon Ball outfit.
Dragon Ball outfit? What's a Dragon Ball?
Dragon Ball? Because I'm gonna be dragging my balls across your face.
Jeffy, take that off. You're not wearing it to school.
Aw, Marvin, let him wear it. Jeffy, I think orange is your color.
Thanks, Mommy.
Yeah, orange is his color. It's the color of the jumpsuit he's gonna be wearing in prison when he goes to prison for not being punished as a kid. Jeffy, take that off.
No, Danny, I'm not gonna take this off. You get to wear the same outfit all the time, and you don't even take a shower.
I'm an adult. I can do whatever I want, Jeffy. You're not wearing that to school. Take it off.
Daddy, you're not gonna like what I'm gonna do next.
What are you doing?
See, you got Kai Blast and you didn't even realize.
Take it off or you're grounded.
You can't ground me, because if you ground me, then I'm gonna Kamehame Hakuna Matata you. Kame Hakuna Matata!
All right, Jeffy, just go to school.
All right.
All right, Kraus. Today, we're going to be learning about the brain.
Hey, Cody, your mom gave me brain last night.
What? Ha, good dude.
Hey, Cody, what's your mom's favorite part of the brain?
What?
The medulla oblongata.
I seen it. No, you didn't.
All right, let's learn parts of the brain. The front of your brain is called the frontal lobe. The back of your brain is called the occipital lobe. And then right here in the middle, you have a hippocampus.
Oh, there's a campus full of hippos in my brain?
No, idiot. That's just what it's called.
Teacher, are there hippos in my brain? What's a hippocampus?
The hippocampus is where your memories are stored. And a good way to remember that is if there was a hippo on campus, it would be very memorable.
Oh.
You must not have a hippocampus, because you can't remember anything because you're an idiot.
Call me an idiot one more time.
And the amygdala is the part of your brain that controls your anger. So when you're really, really mad, it's your amygdala.
Hey, idiot. Why you get so mad, idiot? Is your amygdala acting up? Huh? Idiot! What the?
Coming on, Daddy!
Jesus Christ! What was that?
Jeffy, are you okay?
Jesus Christ, Junior!
Dude, his power level is over 9,000!
9,000?
What power level? What are you talking about? How do you know his power level?
Dude, you don't have a scouter?
I never joined the Boy Scouts.
Junior, he's going Super Saiyan!
Super Satan?
No, not Satan, Saiyan!
What's he saying?
Look at his hair, dude!
It's blonde.
Yeah,
the brighter his hair gets, the more powerful he becomes.
Yeah, dude!
I thought blondes were stupid.
No, not if they're male!
I'm so confused.
Junior, we really just need to get out of here.
Yeah, dude!
Okay.
Oh, Jeffy, you go Super Saiyan? Well, that's no match for my purple finger laser!
You messed up now.
Oh, Jeffy Koo. Very, very weak Kai Blast. Now prepare for the most powerful purple finger laser you've ever seen. Two in the pink, one in the speed!
Oh, yeah? Well, watch this. Come on, Daddy!
Purple finger! It's my way of weakness!
You asked for this!
What the?
Alright, time to run your lunch like a weird kid! Oh, what is that?
Oh,
is that Dragon Ball? Oh, I need 6 more of these!
Hey, Jeffy, how was school today?
It was good, Daddy Gook.
Wait, what is that?
It's a Dragon Ball, and I just need 6 more balls. Right now, I only have 1 ball because I'm like Lance Armstrong.
Ooh, Jeffy, earlier today I found a ball just like that.
Gimme, see it.
Here you go.
Gimme, Gook. F yeah. All right, Daddy, now I got 2 Dragon Balls. Now I just need 5 more.
Jeffy, that's only 4 fingers.
Oh, well, just imagine I have 1 more finger. That's how many more balls I need. I need 5 more Dragon Balls.
Why do you need 5 more?
Because once I get all 7 Dragon Balls, I can summon the dragon and he'll grant me a wish.
Do you get picked on at school acting like this?
Yeah, but I kicked his ass.
Jeffy!
What, Jeffy, like, do you have friends acting like this?
Marvin!
I'm being serious, baby. He's acting weird.
Dad, don't you dare disrespect Dragon Ball Z. You serious?
I just want to make sure you're not getting bullied, you know?
Daddy, you're going to make me go Super Saiyan.
I'll poop my pants, Daddy.
Just don't hurt yourself, Jeffy.
Alright, Daddy. I'm gonna go look for more Dragon Balls.
I just hope this is a phase.
Yeah.
My enchiladas are almost done.
I sense balls.
Oh, there's two more Dragon Balls right there! Hey, you! Give me your Dragon Ball!
No way! No way you can't have my Dragon Balls! I'll destroy the world before I let you have my Dragon Balls!
Hand over your balls, or I'll make you hand them over.
I'd like to see you try.
All right, you asked for it the hard way.
Come in! It's alive! Come in!
You really thought you were more powerful than me? Oh, just wait till you see my Gallic gun!
It's not more powerful than when I go Super Saiyan!
Nani?
My nipples are so hard right now! Nipple beam!
Nipple beam? That's impossible!
Those balls are mine now!
Marvin, what was all that noise?
I don't know.
Check it out, Danny. I got 4 Dragon Balls. I just need 3 more to summon the dragon.
Jeffy, were you breaking stuff downstairs?
No, don't worry about it, Daddy. You don't even understand Dragon Ball Z. But I'm gonna go look for the other 3.
Come on, Ken, it's your turn. Come on, hurry up, just hit one.
I smell balls. Oh, there they are! There's 2 more Dragon Balls right there! Hey, you! Hand over your Dragon Balls!
Oh, no, you don't. I don't give you consent to grab my balls.
Well, they don't belong to you, so hand them over!
Oh, you don't want to fight me. I'm too powerful.
Not as powerful as me when I go Super Saiyan!
Oh, you don't want to see my final form. I'm too hunky.
I guess we'll see about that. You done messed up now, boy!
Pathetic. Now I'll show you what true power looks like. Now you will experience the true power of the dark side. Unlimited power!
I'm too weak.
Just kidding. I'm hunky as shit. You want to fight? Come on.
I don't even need to fight you. That's how lame you are. I can get my son to fight you. Jeffy Han, I choose you.
Jeffy Han.
But what the?
Jeffy Han, use Thunderbolt.
Jeffy Han.
Yeah, I think that's how that goes. Let's grab these Dragon Balls.
On the 6th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 6 Dragon Balls.
Oh, you found 6? Don't you need 1 more to make a wish?
Precisely, Daddy. I need 1 more Dragon Ball to make a wish to the dragon.
What are you even going to wish for, Jeffy?
You'll see.
Who's that? Hello?
Hey, we got a noise complaint from your neighbors. They said some nerds were fighting in here and yelling.
Oh, that's just my son. He's going through a Dragon Ball Z phase.
Whoa, no way! Kami, Hami, Ha!
Oh man, I'm a huge Dragon Ball Z fan. I love it.
Not you too.
Oh yeah, I've been a fan of it since I was younger. It's great.
My son won't stop talking about it.
Well, there's a lot to talk about.
Who's at your door, Daddy?
Oh my god, no way! Where'd you get that outfit?
Target.
Oh hell yeah, I'm going there right after this.
Jeffy, what will make you stop talking about Dragon Ball Z?
I'm not gonna stop talking about Dragon Ball Z until I collect all the Dragon Balls and summon the dragon.
Kid, you're not gonna believe this, but I have a Dragon Ball.
No way.
Oh, yeah. Look, I confiscated it from this homeless guy that was trying to smoke it in a spoon.
Daddy, that's the 7th Dragon Ball. That's the last one I need to complete my ball sack.
Wait, you have the other 6 Dragon Balls?
Sure do.
Oh, my God. Can I watch you summon the dragon? I don't even care about the wish. I just want to see the dragon.
Sure, come on.
Oh, yes.
I don't understand what's going on.
All right, Jeffy, are you ready for this?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, someone explain what's going on.
Once I put this Dragon Ball with the others, we can summon the dragon, and he'll grant Jeffy 1 wish.
Yeah, our balls have to touch.
Okay.
All right, Jeffy. Are you ready to see the coolest thing you've ever seen in your life?
Yeah.
What's happening?
The dragon's coming. Oh.
Wait, don't kill my ear. Hey there! I'm Doofy the Dragon!
Everybody bow!
Wait, wasn't he on Good Morning America?
Shh!
And I'm here to grant you 1 wish!
Jeffy, what do you want to wish for?
I wish I had that kid's outfit!
Wait, deal!
Oh, sick! Pew, pew, pew.
Wait, you stole Jeffy's wish!
Yeah, you snooze, you lose.
And now we're definitely gonna fight! Now I'm gonna spirit bomb you!
Oh, no you don't! Not if I spirit bomb first!
Will Jeffy get revenge on Brooklyn Guy for stealing his wish?
does Brooklyn Guy have any powers whatsoever? Find out next time on Dragon Ball Z.
So with the very dangerous and high-powered tools on your desk, you're going to be making a wooden sculpture.
Oh, man, this hammer's so cool.
Whoa, isn't this kind of dangerous?
Awesome! Hey, Cody, tag her in.
Joseph, get away from me. You're going to poke my eye out with that thing.
Dude, it's what I'm trying to do.
You know what? Oh, yeah, you're right. Stop it.
Teacher, what are we supposed to make?
Anything you want. See, I made a birdhouse. So get started, Kraus.
Okay, teacher. But Joseph, put Cody down.
But Cody, he's having fun.
Put him down.
All right, dude.
Oh, God, I'm gonna throw up.
Cody, are you okay?
Aw, dude, stop being a baby. I gave you a roller coaster ride.
Yeah. Cody, what are you gonna make out of wood?
I don't know. Probably a unicorn.
Gay.
Well, what are you gonna make?
Ooh, a shark.
Straight.
I know.
What about you, Junior? What are you making?
I think I'm gonna make a dinosaur.
Dope.
Why did I only get tape and scissors?
Because you're a girl. You can't be trusted with high-powered machinery. Us men can handle this, not you.
Whatever. I'll still make something better than you.
Hey, idiot. What are you gonna make?
I'm not really sure you should be calling me names today.
Whatever, idiot.
Don't do it, Jeffy. Don't do it.
Teacher, can I see the nurse?
Is that an axe in your head?
Yeah.
Kraus, make sure you be careful with the tools. You only have 15 minutes. All right, Kraus, stop working. Your 15 minutes is up. I'm now going to come around to Kraus and see what you made.
Hey, Cody, check out my dinosaur.
Sick dino, Junior.
Not cooler than my shark, though.
Hey, Penelope, what'd you make?
I made a house.
What a lame house. You didn't even put a door.
I didn't have enough time, Junior.
Hey, everybody, look at Penelope's lame house. She didn't put a door. That means any guy can come and go whenever they want, like between her mom's legs.
Shut up, Junior.
Your mama ho. Your mama ho.
All right, Penelope, what did you make?
I made a house.
Okay, where's your door?
Oh, I didn't have enough time.
Okay, B minus. All right, Junior, what did you make?
I made a dinosaur.
Great, where's his eyes?
It's a blind dinosaur.
B minus. All right, Joseph, what did you make?
Oh, I made a shark.
Okay, where's his body? B minus. All right, Cody, what did you make?
I made a unicorn head.
Oh, yay, finally someone who made exactly what they said. A plus.
What? That's not fair.
All right, Jeffy, what did you make?
I made a machine gun.
Oh, Jesus Christ, Crap! He finally doing it. Everyone under the death line, we practiced. So we'll call the cops.
He's
gonna do it! He's always the weird kid!
I thought Cody was gonna do it!
Thanks, Junior.
Get under the desk, Cody! Get
under the desk! Alright, kids, I'm here. Stay calm. It's safe now. Just everybody stay under their desks.
What's going on?
Hey there, crazy. Just calm down. Don't do anything stupid.
I don't know what you're talking about.
It's okay. Just hand me the weapon.
It's made out of wood.
Alright, I'll be the judge of that. I know a gun when I see it. Alright, everybody, I got the gun. Let's run! Run for your lives! Wait a minute. This actually is made out of wood. Man, you're in big trouble for getting my hopes up like that. I thought I was going to be a hero today. But still, you're still in big trouble because you could get expelled for pulling a stunt like this. You're lucky I don't arrest you.
I'm sorry.
What's wrong, Marvin?
I have this weird feeling that Jeffy did something bad at school today.
Oh, Marvin, you worry too much. Just sit back, relax, we'll watch TV.
Okay.
Breaking news, MK. This student made a weapon during his shop class and sparked panic across the entire school. Cops are on the scene now, dealing with the situation. More on the story as it develops.
Oh my God!
I told you I had a feeling Jeffy was gonna do something bad.
Hey, Danny, guess what? So I was doing my project in school, and the teacher said I was doing such a good job that I got to come home early, and now I never have to go back.
Jeffy, what did you do?
Your son did the worst thing imaginable.
What'd he do?
Well, on the car ride over here, I was drinking Hawaiian Punch, and he asked me if he could have a sip, and I said, no, you have little kid germs. And he said, don't worry, you'll waterfall it. So he goes to drink it, and he spills it all over my car. It gets on the seat. It gets in the cup holders, it gets on the floorboards, big sticky mess, and I am not happy.
No, I meant what happened at school.
Oh, that. Yeah, that wasn't as bad. Yeah, he just made a gun out of wood, and everybody thought it was real, so they got scared.
What? Hawaiian Punch?
What?
But baby, we're past that part.
No, I know, but it's just so red and sticky.
Yeah, I know. Believe me, I have to clean it up. I'm pretty pissed.
No. Look, the more important thing is let's talk about Jeffy at school. What's going to happen?
Oh, he's getting expelled.
Expelled?
What? Well, yeah, but the school said they'll let him go back to school if he completes a one-day juvenile detention class school thing that I teach.
Okay, when is the class?
Oh, it's tonight. And if he fails, he's going to go to jail.
Well, go to jail? So he has to pass it?
He has to pass it to go back to school. And 99% of the people who take my class fail.
Well, doesn't that mean you're just a bad teacher?
No, it means they're bad people. It's not my fault.
Okay, so Jeffy's going to go to the class tonight, and he's going to pass. Right, Jeffy?
Yep.
All right, I'm going to go clean out my car.
Okay. Jeffy, why did you do that?
It's not my fault I spilled the Hawaiian punch. He went over a speed bump.
Well, no, not that. Why did you do the thing at school?
Well, because your teacher said that I could make whatever I wanted out of wood, so I made a wooden gun, and it didn't shoot shit.
What's Jeffy, language? Okay, look, let's just all calm down. Jeffy, you're going to go to the class tonight, and you're going to pass it, okay?
Aye, aye, Captain.
Hey, do you guys have napkins? Like a whole bunch of napkins?
Yeah, in the kitchen.
Okay, I'm going to need a lot of napkins, though.
Oh, okay, go to the kitchen. Oh my god, why is this my life?
Mm-mm-mm, this looks so yummy!
Hey, can I have some of these paper towels?
Yeah, sure!
Thanks.
Hey, what are you doing? Hey, what are you doing?
I'm getting paper towels. You said I could.
Why so many?
Look, man, my car is covered in Hawaiian punch. I need this many paper towels.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Hey, look over there.
What?
Wait, hey, stop it!
Hey, you can't stop me.
My paper towels! God, he was so annoying. Who's that? Wait, what do you want?
Hey, I'm gonna need a lot more paper towels than this. Can I have the rest?
No! Hey, kid, what color's your blood?
Ah, what happened to your eyes?
I tattooed my eyeballs with my pencil. All I see is darkness. You want to try?
No.
Suit yourself.
I start a fire.
I don't regret the people I killed.
Give me your eyelids.
No.
I said give me your eyelids.
Go away.
All right. Settle down, you freaks. Welcome to Be Good School, where I teach you how to be good. Alright, you are all menaces to society. The world would honestly be a better place if you did not exist. So I'm gonna try to fix you. Now there are three main rules on how to be good. The first rule is manners. Now that includes things like saying please and thank you. And according to my wife, not pissing on the toilet seat. But I do it anyway. It's not my fault you have to pee sitting down, just pee standing up like a man. Anyway, who wants to give me an example of manners?
Can I please start a fire?
Well, no, you can't start a fire, but you did say please, and I like that. That's one step in the right direction, and then five steps in the wrong direction because you asked to commit arson. Okay, look, I'll give you a real-life example of manners, okay? Let's say you're at a restaurant, and you order some chicken strips and a side of ranch. And so the waiter comes, and he brings the chicken strips, but he forgets the ranch. And you say, excuse me, I think you've forgotten my ranch. And he says, oh, right, I'll be right on that. And then I don't see him for 15 minutes. And then he comes back and he says, can I get you anything? And I say, well, I really would like my ranch. And then he says, oh, right, of course, the ranch. And then he disappears for 30 goddamn minutes and then has the balls to come back and say, hey, can I get you the check? And I say, what you can get me is my fucking ranch. And he says, well, you can't talk to me that way. And I say, I can talk to you any way I want. Let me see your manager. And then he says, I am the manager. And I say, well, that's funny because your name tag says waiter, so go get me the manager. So then the manager comes over and says, is there anything wrong here? And I say, yeah, look at my dry chicken strips. I want some ranch. You're going to cop me this entire meal for free, or I'm going to put one of my ball hairs in the food and say that you did it, and I'm going to get this entire restaurant shut down. And then the manager says, oh, I'm so sorry, sir. I'm going to comp you your entire meal. All your food is free today. And then I say, thank you. See? That's manners. I said thank you. So did anybody learn anything?
I learned not to forget your ranch.
Yes, you don't forget the ranch. That's exactly right. I mean, chicken strips without ranch, it's like a car without tires. What are you even going to do with it? Yes, exactly. You're going to make an excellent waiter someday if Applebee's ever starts hiring felons. Okay, now the second one is helping people. You gotta help people. It's just the nice thing to do, okay? Now I'll give you an example. What do you do if you're driving down the street and you see a girl whose car is broken down on the side of the road?
You stuff her in the trunk?
No, you don't do that.
You set her car on fire?
No, what is it with you and fire?
What kind of car is it?
Why does that even matter?
Maybe I can steal it, I don't know.
But you can't steal it because it's broken down, and you shouldn't even want to anyway because that's wrong. Come on, think, people!
Do you cut off her face and wear it?
I don't think it's that one. It's definitely fire.
No, 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 no. All of you are stupid. Does anyone have an actual good answer?
Pick her up and take her on a date to Applebee's?
But ew! No, not Applebee's. Were you even listening to anything I was saying? No, she'd be better off just on the side of the road. She'd be just as hungry. You know, she'd just have to wait 30 minutes to get her chicken tenders and ranch anyway. No, 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 no. Look, I'll give you a real-life example of helping people. So, my grandfather was incredibly rich. I mean, he was a millionaire, just filthy rich. And so he was in the hospital, and I was visiting him every day, you know, to make sure I got a piece of that. And then I see that he's on life support. He's being kept alive by a machine. Now, I'm thinking, what kind of life is that? That's no way to live, being kept alive by a machine. But he seems happy. He says, when I get this heart transplant tomorrow, I'm going to feel so much better. I can't wait to get out of the hospital. And I hear, I can't wait to get out of the hospital. So I'm thinking, I'm going to do the right thing, and I'm going to help him, and I'm going to end his suffering and pull the plug. So I do, and he flatlines, and all the nurses come running into the room, and I just say that I tripped on the power cord, and they believe me. And then, come to find out, what did he leave me in his will? A sofa! Can you believe that? I helped my grandfather go to heaven. Or hell, probably, if all he left me was a sofa. Hey, you know what, kid? Ask your dad if my grandfather's in hell.
Okay.
Thank you! See? There you go. He's helping me by asking if my grandfather's in hell. Alright, so we've covered two already. Manners and helping people. We just have one more left to cover. Now, does anyone want to guess what that is?
Starting fires.
Eating people's faces.
Grand Theft Auto Total Annihilation.
Picking your nose and eating it.
No to all of that, because most of those were crimes, and the third one is, don't do crimes, okay? Now, crimes is stuff like killing people, stealing things. Yes, setting things on fire is a crime. And what I did to my grandfather was a crime, and so is what I will do to you if you tell anyone you heard that. All right, so now we're going to have a test that will make you have to use all three of the Be Good rules, okay? And you have to pass this test to not go to jail. But first, I'm going to have a lunch break and eat my very big, foot-long, imaginary sandwich. I just hope it's not too big.
He's choking! We have to do something!
We should set him on fire while he's choking.
We should eat his face and we choke too.
Let's just watch. Does he have a wallet?
I'm coming to help you!
Jeffy, you saved me! Thank you!
You're welcome!
C-Class, that was it. That was the test. Jeffy passed because he did all three of the Be Good rules. He helped me when I needed it, I said thank you, and he said you're welcome, so that's manners, and he didn't commit any crimes like the rest of you did by not helping me, because that was the crime of criminal negligence. So Jeffy is the only one who's not going to jail!
Aw, what was that?
So how do you think Jeffy's Be Good school is going?
I think it's going to be bad. You know, because it's called Be Good, so he's going to be bad. Be bad.
Yes,
like,
Marvin.
Be bad, like,
hey, then guess what? I passed.
You passed?
Sure did.
Yep, he saved my imaginary life. You know, most students don't save my life whenever I choke on the imaginary sandwich, but your son did, so he passed. He learned how to be good. He learned his manners. He learned that he should help people. He learned not to do crimes. And he learned that he should get me my ranch at Applebee's.
So does that make up for the Hawaiian punch?
I forgot about that before now. All right, listen, kid. You better hope I never have to see you again.
Well, Jeffy, look, at least you passed, you're not going to jail, and we can put this whole thing behind us.
Yeah!
Hey, so I got a call from a kid with an axe in his head, and he said you did it. All right, we're going back, come on.
Oh, Jeffy. So, baby, you want to watch a movie tonight?
Sure, Marvin. Or we could not watch a movie.
Ooh, I like where this is going.
What? Jeffy, what do you want?
Hey, can I go and tie around my trash nipple?
What?
My trash nipple, I'm going to ride it.
Jeffy, I don't know what you're saying.
Not bad. Trash nipple. Ride it.
Jeffy, did you do your homework?
Now, Dan, you and I both know I did not do my damn homework.
Jeffy, you're not riding your... I don't know where you got this at, but you're
knife nipple.
It's a tricycle, not a knife nipple.
It's a knife nipple. It wasn't
this. You're not riding this until you do your homework.
Oh, come on, Dan. I want to go and try and ride my knife nipple.
Jeffy, you're not riding this until you do your homework.
Uno reverse card, you do it.
What?
You told me to do something, and I put down an Uno reverse card, and so now you have to do it.
Well, Jeffy, Uno cards don't control real life.
Yes, they do.
Well, you know what, then? I just canceled. I don't have to do it.
Well, now you gotta do my homework for the next 4 days.
That's not what that card means, Jeffy.
Yes, it does.
Marvin, please, let him go ride it around the house.
Okay, Jeffy, you can go ride your nice nipple or tricycle for 5 minutes, and...
Not nipple.
Jeffy, you can go ride it for 5 minutes, and then you have to do your homework.
Uh-huh. I'm about to ride the F out of this rock nipple. I'm about to send it down these stairs. Bim, bim, bim!
I don't know, but whatever it is, I'm not helping Jeffy because I told him not to ride the bike in the house.
Wait!
Ah, the devil!
Hey, Marvin. So, listen, I was wondering if you could do me a favor.
Why would I do a favor for you? You're the devil.
Well, listen, I have this friend who really needs a place to stay for a few days, and I was wondering if he could stay here.
Why did he stay with you?
Well, oh, believe me, he did, but my wife kind of got tired of him, and so did I.
Well, if you got tired of him, won't we get tired of him?
No, he's a really nice guy, really. He likes to play games.
Play games? What kind of games?
Oh, games, you know, like Uno, like, well, not really, but games!
Ooh. Marvin, that's someone that could play with Jeffy. I think it sounds like a good idea.
Yeah, great. Okay, he'll be over in a few minutes.
No, I didn't agree from the lip here.
What? There he is now. Come on, I'll introduce you.
Ugh.
Billy, good to see you again.
Did you ask?
Yes, I did. And they said you could stay here for as long as you want.
Really? Did you tell them about the games?
I did. I told them all about the games.
Yay.
Well, why does he look like that?
Oh, you know, it's... That's Billy! Anyway, you two have fun. Bye!
Marvin, he's really scary.
I know he looks really scary. Hey.
Hi.
This is my wife, Rose, and I'm Marvin.
Cool.
Well, we're gonna go upstairs and watch a movie.
That's hot. Real hot. Can I use your restroom?
The bathroom's upstairs.
Thanks.
Let's go upstairs.
Okay. Marvin, I don't know if I want that man staying with us.
It was your idea. You said, ooh, he could play with Jeffy.
I didn't know he was going to be that scary.
Look, baby, as long as he doesn't bother us, what's the problem?
I guess you're right. Do you want to watch a movie?
Yeah, let's just sit down, relax, and watch a movie.
Okay.
Wait, where's the remote?
I don't know. It was just here a second ago.
We lost the remote. Check between the couch cushions.
Okay.
It was just right here.
Why, hello, Marvin. Do you want to play a game? The remote you're looking for is in this vase, filled with glass shards and AIDS needles. So you have a decision to make. Sit here in silence, or watch a steamy rom-com with your wife and get down and dirty later. You decide.
Why would he do that?
I don't know.
Marvin, don't touch it!
I'm not touching it. I just want to get the remote. Like,
no, Marvin, stop!
How are we going to watch a movie?
I'll just get my phone and we can watch the movie on my phone.
Okay. God, he's annoying. All right, guys, are you ready to eat some Fruit Loops?
Junior, why did you give us forks?
I looked around the entire house. I can't find any spoons.
Well, we can't eat cereal with forks. The milk's just gonna leak out. Who are you?
I would like to play a game. All the spoons in the house have been zip-tied to knives. The knives are also covered in AIDS. Do you risk cutting your mouth and getting AIDS for these delicious loops of fruit? The choice is yours.
Wait, I don't even know how to approach the bowl. Okay, you know what? I'm just gonna eat it with the fork and then drink the milk.
Yeah, I'm gonna do that too.
Oh, dude, I can do this. Screw the AIDS! Oh man, I can't wait to drink some orange Gatorade. It's my favorite. Oh, that's enough. All right, time to put the lid back on.
Chef Pee-Pee, I would like to play a game.
Wait, who are you?
I flipped your glass of Gatorade upside down so you can't drink it.
Wait, why would you do that?
You have a decision to make. Either drink your Gatorade off the floor when it pours out, or die of thirst. The choice is yours.
Oh, why would he do that? Maybe if I flip it fast enough, it'll work. Dang it, I broke it. Come back here.
This is so dumb that we have to watch a movie on our phone.
Oh, sorry, Marvin, I tooted. All aboard the toot-toot train. I gotta go. Oh! Time to wipe! What?
I want to play a game. You need to wipe, but the toilet paper's been replaced with duct tape. Or you can use sandpaper. So the choice is yours. Sticky bum, rashy bum. Choose wisely.
Ow, ow, ow!
What's wrong, baby?
I chose sandpaper.
What?
I don't want to talk about it, Marvin. Can we just watch our movie?
We can't. My phone died.
Oh, no. Well, I'll go plug it into the charger. It's not charging.
Well, make sure the charger's plugged in the wall.
Okay. Uh-oh.
Who zip-tied the charger?
What's wrong, Marvin? Can't charge your phone?
You zip-tied the charger.
I zip-tied that charger. Now what could help you cut that zip-tie?
A pair of scissors.
A pair of scissors. Come on, Marvin. Cut it.
You zip-tied the scissors.
Oh, I did? I didn't even realize. You know, I think we should play a game.
No, not another game.
The only pair of scissors in the house that isn't zip-tied is in this vase of broken glass and AIDS needles. You decide, Marvin. Charge your phone or AIDS.
Okay, that's it. Craig, we need you back here!
Boy! Oh, hey, Marvin, how are things going with Bailey?
Bad.
Oh, he's playing the broken glass and aid needles game again. He likes that one.
He did this to you, too?
Oh, yeah, this is his favorite.
He made me choose between duct tape and sandpaper!
Oh, I chose the duct tape, but then I wiped my butt with the non-sticky side, but then the sticky side got stuck to my hand, and I made a big poopy mess everywhere.
Ew!
What are you talking about?
Don't worry about it, just don't go to the bathroom.
Well, Billy's gotta go!
No, come on! Billy's a nice guy, he just doesn't have a lot of friends.
I can see why he does this every time.
Well, have you thought about playing a normal game with Billy, like Connect Four or Hungry Hungry Hippos?
Yeah, Marvin, maybe he's such a bad guy because he doesn't have a lot of friends.
I guess we can try playing normal games with him and try to get him some friends.
Okay, great. So just let me know if you need anything else.
Billy, can you come in here?
Hey, Marvin, did you call because you want to play a game?
Yes, me and my wife actually want to play a game.
Perfect. This rubber ducky is covered in AIDS needles. The winner is whoever squeezes it the most. The loser dies. The winner also gets AIDS.
But no, we're not going to play this game.
Why not?
Because you don't have to hurt people when you play games.
You don't?
No, you can play a nice, fun, safe game.
Like tug of war?
Yeah, we can play tug of war. Let me grab some rope.
Oh, I got it. Barbed wire.
Wait, we're not using barbed wire.
Covered in AIDS.
No, we're not going to use this.
Why not?
Because it's going to hurt. We need to play games that are nice and fun and safe, like rock, paper, scissors.
Oh, and the loser gets a paper cut, beat to death with a rock, or stabbed in the eye with scissors.
Wait, no, you're trying to hurt people again. You don't have to hurt people. Look, why don't we play a nice, fun board game?
Where we tie someone to a board and saw them in half if they can't tie their ABCs backwards.
Wait, no, look, let me go grab a board game. Okay, Billy, this game is called Connect Four. It's nice and fun and safe. Watch.
So, does the loser get four fingers cut off?
No.
Do they die?
No.
Do they get AIDS?
No.
Then what's the point?
It's supposed to be fun. Look, take your red piece and put it in there.
Is it going to electrocute me?
No.
Ha, nothing happened.
I know, you're supposed to connect four.
Ah, then the AIDS.
No one gets AIDS. Look, it's just supposed to be fun.
Ha, oh, idea. Marvin, how are you going to connect four when one of your pieces is covered in AIDS glass?
Okay, you know what? Let's play a different game.
I was thinking the same thing. Bigger rubber ducky with AIDS needles.
Okay, we're going to play a different game. I'm going to go get it. Okay, Billy, this game is called Pictionary.
Ooh, how do I play?
Well, you pick a card, you draw what's on the card, and we have to guess what you're drawing.
If you don't guess it right, do you get pushed into a meat grinder?
No, nothing happens if we don't guess it right.
Lame. Ooh, that's a good one. All right, guess.
It looks like a man on fire.
Ooh, close. What's another way you could say that?
A burning man?
She got it right!
There's no way the card says burning man. You just wanted to draw something bad.
Oh, yeah? Read it and weep.
It does say burning man.
Yeah, so I can score again.
Marvin, this is kind of fun.
Yeah, it's nice and safe and no one gets hurt.
Yeah.
Yeah, I kind of like
it. Yes!
What? Okay, this is just bad. You're drawing a guy prying his eyes out.
You got it right!
There's no way the card says prying your eyes out. You just want to say something bad.
It says it right there.
That says cry your eyes out.
Well, I mean, he's crying his eyes out in pain. AIDS.
He does not have AIDS.
Yes, he does. He just can't see in the picture. He has AIDS.
Oh, okay, look. Go again, but draw something that's not bad.
Okay.
I wish he would draw something fun, like, you know, a puppy dog.
Ooh, this one's going to take a while. You got to give me a second.
Okay.
A kitty cat.
A little kitty cat or, like, you know, a tree.
Okay, yes.
Okay, this is just barbed wire.
You got it right. See?
The card says barbed wire.
Yeah.
What?
Okay, I'm done playing games with you. Everything's about death and hurting stuff.
Oh, come on, Marvin. Just one more game.
What one more game?
Got the rubber ducky covered in AIDS needles.
Okay, that's it. I want you out of my house. You're not allowed to stay here anymore.
Oh, come on, Marvin. We were having so much fun playing games.
No, we're not having fun. I think it's time for you to go.
Oh, that's part of the game, Marvin. I'm never leaving.
You're gonna leave right now.
No, I'm not.
Hey, Daddy! I just woke up from being unconscious after taking my snot sniffle down the stairs.
Not right now, Jeffy. We're dealing with something.
Oh, my
God, is that a tricycle?
Yeah, it's a tricycle. What about it?
I would do anything for that tricycle.
Anything for that tricycle?
Oh, yeah.
Would you leave and never come back?
Oh, you would never see me again.
Well, Jeffy, can you please give this guy your tricycle?
No way, Dad! This is my non-sniffle! But who's the clown?
His name is Billy, Jeffy. Look, I will do anything. I will buy you whatever you want. I'll take you to Disney World. I'll do whatever you want if you give him your tricycle.
Buy me whatever I want? Okay, I guess I'll give him my non-sniffle. But I just want to do one thing. I would like to play a game.
I love playing games.
Alright, Billy, you ready to go down the stairs?
Best day ever!
Alright, here you go! Hey, Daddy, do you know if the windows on the house are hammer-proof?
What? No, Jeffy, they're not.
How do you know? Have you tested it?
No, Jeffy, I haven't tested it.
Well, how do you know if you haven't tested it?
Because, Jeffy, I know if a hammer hits a glass window, it's going to shatter.
Well, have you done that?
No.
All right, well, then I'm just trying to have a scientific method. I have a hypothesis, and I'm trying to test the hypothesis.
You're not going to test it, Jeffy. Look, you're not going to try to break these windows.
You don't want me to be a scientist?
You're not going to be a scientist, Jeffy. Look, this is my house, these are my rules, and you're not going
to
do it.
I hate you.
Marvin, he just wants to be a scientist.
Why do you always take his side?
I'm sorry.
Screw my daddy! You know what?
What's wrong, Jeffy?
Junior, I'm so tired of my daddy telling me what to do. He said it's his house and his rules.
Well, if you had your own house, you could make up your own rules.
Yeah, Junior, but I don't know how to get my own house.
You could get a tree house.
What's a tree house?
It's a house and a tree.
That makes so much sense.
So we can go outside and find the perfect tree, and then we can get someone to build us a tree house.
That would be the titties.
So let's go.
Oh, let's go.
All right, Jeffy. What tree would be the perfect tree to put our tree house in?
Oh, Junior, this one right here.
Oh, my God, yeah. This is the perfect tree. It's like speaking to me.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be a pretty nice house in this, baby.
All right, let's go call the contractor.
Oh, let's do it.
All right, Jeffy, I'm calling the construction company.
All right. Hey there, this is Three Little Pigs Construction Company. What'll it be, straw, wood, or brick?
Hey, we need you to build us a house.
Okay, when do you need it done by?
Can you come over now and do it?
Now? Like, right now?
Yeah, we'll build it, like, right now.
Well, houses take a couple months to build.
A couple months? We want you to build it today.
Well, all right, but, what even is your budget?
Jeffy, what does budget mean?
I don't know.
Whatever it takes.
Ooh, okay. Big spender. All right, I like that. Yeah, well, work's been a little slow recently, so I guess I could do that today. I'll pick up the supplies and be right over.
All right, awesome, thanks. All right, Jeffy, he's coming over to build the house right now.
Sweet.
All right, let's go outside and wait for him.
Okay.
Hey there, you the guys that called me about building the house?
Yeah.
Well, you guys look a little young to be able to afford to build a house. Like, what, do you inherit some money? Like your parents die in a car accident or something?
Wait, we need money?
Well, yeah, you gotta have money to build a house.
How much do we need?
I don't know, like at least $100,000.
$100,000? We don't have that!
What do you mean you don't have that? I have all the lumber over there to build a 3,000-square-foot house.
Well, we don't need a real house. We need a tree house.
What, a tree house? You didn't say a tree house. On the phone, you just said you needed a house, not a tree house.
Well, I assumed you knew I was a little kid and that I wanted a tree house.
No, why would I assume that? No, I thought you meant a real house. I'm not building you a tree house in this shitty little tree.
But you're not building us a tree house. Is that because you don't know how to build one?
But no, I know how to build one. I'm just not doing it because I'm a professional. I build real houses. I don't have time for this.
He doesn't know how to build one.
Yeah, no, I don't think he's qualified.
No, he's not another one.
Yeah, I know how to build a house. I can build the biggest, bestest tree house ever.
All right, then prove it.
Yeah, prove it then.
Okay, I will.
And done. Yeah, check that out. Is that a tree house or what? It looks like a motherfucking tree house to me, huh? Yeah. Oh, you said, oh, he can't make a tree house. He doesn't know how to do it. Well, look what I did. I made a tree house. How about that?
Oh, my God. This is the coolest house I've ever seen.
It's perfect.
Yeah, damn right it is. Now, imagine if I had built you a real house. It would have been this, but 20 times bigger.
Oh, how do you do stuff like this? It's so amazing.
I don't know. I'm the shit. What can I say? I just piss excellence.
Oh, Jeffy, go inside it.
All right.
Oh, my God. It's so cool.
Wow. It's so roomy in here.
No, you're damn right it is. It's a full 2 square feet.
Oh, I'm going inside with him. Oh, this is so cool. Oh, thanks, mister.
All right, so how are you going to pay me?
We said we didn't have any money.
Oh, that's right. I did this to prove a point. Damn my ego. Anyway, I'm going to go home and have a drink. Just hope no hurricanes come by.
Oh, Jeffy, this house is so cool. Okay, what's the first thing we're going
to
do?
We need to establish some rules. So rule number one, No daddies allowed.
Yeah, no parents allowed. Stuff like that, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna go get a Sharpie so we can write the rules.
All right.
And done. No daddies allowed. So if my daddy tries to come in, I'll point right there and say, suck it.
That'll show him.
Sure will.
What's the next rule?
I think we should only allow girls with big booties who don't wipe.
Oh, yeah. Where are we gonna write that at?
Right here.
Okay, that's right there.
Hey, Junior, you're not answering my calls. I thought we were friends.
Oh, I must have left my phone inside.
Oh, well, like, you didn't answer my calls, so I came over and I rang the doorbell for, like, 5 minutes, and you still didn't answer, so I was gonna come in through the back door, and then I saw you, so, like, what the hell, man?
Oh, no, me and Jeffy got a treehouse built.
Oh, that's so cool. Can I go inside?
Yeah, come inside, Cody.
Oh, I see I'm not allowed inside.
What do you mean?
It says no daddies allowed, and people call me daddy.
Oh, no, it meant, like no fathers, like, your dad's not allowed.
Oh, no, it's fine. The rules are the rules. I don't mind. I'm just gonna go home, but, keep your phone on you.
Okay. What other stuff does this house have? Oh, Jeffy, look down here! Is that a swing, Jeffy?
It looks like it, Junior. Let's get on it!
Yeah, get on it!
Whee! We're swingers, Junior!
This is so fun. I love being a swinger. I wish people could join us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm glad to see you enjoying that swing. You didn't even ask for that. I just did it. Because your little puny mind couldn't even conceive of such a thing. But me, I'm an architectural genius. I'm a badass. You hear that, Stacy? Huh? You didn't want to go to prom with me, but now look at me. I'm building tree houses. I'm building swings. What do you got, you two ugly kids? No swings. No tree houses. I'm sorry. I'm rambling about my problems. You mind if I litter?
Well, you know, it'd be really cool if you could build us like a swimming pool under the treehouse.
You know what? For you, buddy, anything. Hold on, I'll be right back.
Who can get a swimming pool under our treehouse?
Sweet. Boom, swimming pool. And it's totally not just the bowl from the kitchen I filled with water.
Jeffy, we have a swimming pool now. Let's go swimming.
F yeah, Junior. Now hold on, because it can also be... Damn it. Damn things. A hot tub. Now you just gotta wait an hour.
Oh, mister, you do so much cool stuff for us.
Yeah, take that, property brothers. I don't even need a hot twin.
Oh, what's some more stuff we could add to the house? We could add, like, a front door. We could add, like a window right here. Ow! That rusty nail just stabbed me!
Oh, that's not good. You might get tetanus.
What's tetanus?
Oh, it's where your body gets all stiff and then you die.
Huh? I don't want to die! Go to the hospital! Someone call a doctor!
I actually am a doctor. Never mind. I'm going to go home and get another drink.
All right, well, I'm just going to be in my treehouse.
Ooh, Marvin, I'm starting to get hungry. What do you want to eat for dinner?
Ooh, we could order pizza.
That sounds good.
Let me tell Jeffy. Jeffy, we're ordering pizza! Jeffy, we're ordering pizza! Huh.
That's weird, Marvin. He usually comes running when he hears the word pizza.
I know. Let's go check on him.
What? Jeffy, what is this?
It's my treehouse, Daddy.
A treehouse? It's all rusty and it looks bad?
Aw, I think it's cute.
It's not cute. Jeffy, get out. We have to tear this thing down. It's making the neighborhood look bad.
No, Daddy, this is my house and I live here now.
It's not a house, Jeffy. It's just a bunch of wood nailed together.
Well, isn't that what a house is?
Shut up, Jeffy. Look, get out.
No, this is my treehouse and I'm going to live here.
I want to go in.
Well, let me in, too.
No, Daddy, you're not allowed.
No, Daddy's allowed. Why am I not allowed?
Because you're mean and Mommy's not.
Aw, thanks, Jeffy.
Wait, so I'm mean because I wouldn't let you shatter my windows with a hammer?
Exactly.
Well, Jeffy, this is so stupid. Let me in.
No, you're not allowed, Daddy. Read the rule.
Oh, well, fine. I don't want to go inside your stupid, ugly, dumb treehouse anyway. It's dumb and it's ugly and it's stupid. So I'm going inside my real house with air conditioning and water. And when it rains, you're going to get all wet. So come on, baby, let's go.
Aw, but I want to hang out with Jeffy.
No, baby, come on. You come with me. Let me see this, stupid Jeffy.
Marvin, what are you doing?
Looking at Jeffy in his dumb, stupid treehouse. Like, why am I not allowed in?
Why do you care?
I don't care that I'm not allowed in. I just want to know why I'm not allowed in. You're like, why not me?
Marvin, I think you're jealous.
I'm not jealous about his stupid, dumb treehouse. It's dumb. It's for kids. It's just, why am I not allowed in? I'm his own dad. Like, he should let me in.
Marvin, those are the rules.
Look, I'm going to get inside that stupid treehouse. I'm going to put on a disguise, and he's going to let me in. All right, this disguise is going to work.
Rootin', tootin', shootin'.
Oh, baby, stop it.
What, Jeffy?
What?
What are you doing?
Playing tickle tush. What are you doing?
I'm a lonely cowboy. I lost my horse, and I was wondering if there's someone I could stay for the night. So can I go inside your nice-looking treehouse?
No, there's no room. Sorry.
But, Jeffy, I'm going to find a way to get inside your treehouse.
Daddy, is that you? Wait, you bought a horsey? Can I pet it?
Oh, he didn't let me in.
Ooh, Marvin, I didn't know you were such a sexy cowboy. You should lasso me up.
I want to get inside that treehouse.
Marvin, forget the stupid treehouse. Pay attention to me.
No, I'm going to go demand Jeffy to let me inside that treehouse. I'm going to demand him to let me in.
Oh, my God. You have your own house and your own swimming pool. You're so successful.
Yep, just doing adult things.
Ooh, Daddy.
What did you call me?
Daddy?
Oh, no! I'm not allowed in my own house! All right, Jeffy, I demand you to let me inside your treehouse. Well, Daddy, I'm not even allowed inside my own treehouse anymore. Why? Because that girl called me Daddy, and rule number one, no Daddy's allowed. That's stupid, Jeffy. Okay, since you're not allowed in it, what are you going to do with it now? I'm probably just going to have to put it on the market. You can't put it on the market, Jeffy. You can't sell something that's in my backyard. Oh, look, that's my realtor right now.
What?
Hey, Mr. Realtor.
Hey there, Jeffy. I just put the house on the market. We've already got 50 people lined up to take a look at it.
No. You cannot sell this house. It's in my backyard.
Excuse me, sir. Are you looking to buy this house? Because you'll have to wait in line.
Well, no, I'm not looking to buy. It's in my backyard. You can't sell it.
Oh, look, Jeffy. Here comes the first buyer now.
Hey there. I'm interested in this property. Can you tell me more about it?
Well, as you can see, it's a beautiful home, a full 2 square feet. It has a swimming pool and a swing, and it has a beautiful waterfront property.
Oh, wonderful. I'll take it for $2 million cash.
Sold. Jeffy, you are a very rich man.
Why are you doing business with you?
Well, no. This is not right. You cannot sell a treehouse that's in my backyard.
Marvin, is that you? Give me your house payment.
Boom, Mommy, look at all this cash. It's $2 million right here.
Oh, my God. Marvin, where did Jeffy get all this money?
He sold the treehouse that was in the backyard.
But, Marvin, isn't that on your property?
Yeah, so you owe me some of this money, Jeffy.
No, I don't, Dad, because you didn't even like the treehouse.
I like the treehouse. I was just jealous, you know. I wanted to be in that treehouse with you. So, look, can you just give me a little bit of this money?
No, Dad, I'm going to use this money to start a new business, flipping treehouses.
Oh, my God, Marvin. The weather app says that a 30-second hurricane just flew over us.
A 30-second hurricane?
Yeah!
The treehouse. Oh, my God, it got destroyed.
Oh, no, my house.
My baby. I put minutes of work into this thing.
Goodman, are you sad?
Only a little, because I took out a $4 million insurance policy on it, because I paid $2 million, so I made $2 million, so poor me.
Oh. Wow, it's pretty crazy that hurricane blew by in only 30 seconds and only hit this one tree and not your house. Man, global warming, right?
I can't believe I stole this golden egg from the Easter Bunny. It's worth over $20 million.
What a steal, sir.
Chives, it's hot in here. Roll the window down so I can get some fresh air.
But, sir, this is an aeroplane.
Roll the window down.
Sir, I would highly suggest not doing that.
Chives, do you want to spank it? I said roll the window down!
Very well, sir.
Oh, my golden egg! Chives, you idiot! When you rolled the window down, my golden egg flew out! Now you better jump off this airplane and parachute down and find my golden egg!
But sir, I don't have a parachute.
Jump!
Very well, sir.
Oh. Jump, Chives.
Do I absolutely... Oh, very well, sir!
All right, guys. 5 more minutes on the Easter egg hunt. What's wrong, Jeffy?
I can't find any eggies.
They're all over the yard, Jeffy.
Well, I can't see them.
Because you have the dumb basket on your head.
Oh.
Look, there's the eggs.
Give me the eggies!
Here you go. Oh, man, guys, I found so many eggs.
Oh, dude, look, I found one.
Well, I just found another one.
I found another one.
Well, I can find more.
Guys, these eggs are not hard to find at all.
Jeffy, how many eggs you got? Okay. What? Is that a golden egg?
Oh, dude, it's mine!
I got it!
That's not fair! I saw it first!
No, dude, I saw it first!
It doesn't matter who saw it first. I got the golden egg.
Well, what do you get for the golden egg?
Yeah!
I don't know. I'm gonna go ask. Hey, I found the golden egg. What do I get?
We didn't hide a golden egg. Baby, did you hide a golden egg?
No, I didn't.
Chefy B, did you hide a golden egg?
No, I didn't. But if you're giving money away, I might fight him for it. Because I need some money.
Well, we didn't hide a golden egg.
Well, it just kind of fell in front of us. I thought you did it.
Well, it's not ours.
Oh, okay.
Daddy, I can't find any eggs.
Oh, not this again, Jeffy.
All right, I'm back on the egg. Where do you have golden egg? Are you in here? Come on, where are you, golden egg?
Easter Bunny, me and the Tooth Fairy brought you a present for Easter.
Lots of candy so you can lose both your teeth.
Oh, Jesus Christ, man, what happened to you? Speak to me, Easter Bunny.
My golden egg! Show us for the golden egg!
Not this shit again. Look, nobody stole your golden egg. Are you sure you didn't just sell it for smack like you did a few years ago?
I ain't sold for nothing! Someone stole it! Was one of your elves? Did one of your elves steal my egg?
No, my elves would never steal anything. All bad elves get executed by firing squad.
Can I have their teeth?
Oh, come on. What is it with you and teeth?
What is it with you breaking into little kids' houses?
Well, you break into people's houses, too, and you steal their body parts.
Hey, I pay them for it.
That sounds like some kind of prostitution to me.
Yeah, that did sound kind of weird.
I'm gonna find who stole my egg! You never tell!
Oh, he really needs to go back into rehab.
Hey there, Easter Bunny. We got some calls. We heard you going crazy.
They stole my egg! It's gone!
I know, buddy. Santa Claus called us and he told us all about it.
Oh, it's a shame. You used to be someone's hero. Now look at you.
He's gone all cuckoo.
I know. My head's gone!
I know you're not cuckoo, buddy. We're gonna get you the help you need. We're gonna get some medicine to get those voices out of your head.
Back the hell up, Easter Bunny. I'm going to blow you away.
Oh, come on, mate. You can't shoot the Easter Bunny.
Well, if you watch the f*** around and find out, I'll put a bullet between his eyes. Oh, God. My reaction time is terrible. Hey, don't shoot, okay? Don't do anything you're going to regret, all right? I got a family. I got a wife. I got a kid. Actually, you know what? Just shoot me. Dispatch, the Easter Bunny's gone crazy. He's got my gun.
So what do you want to eat, Tyrone?
Can we please get some chicken and waffles? Because you can't cook, woman.
Oh, Tyrone, you're so nice and honest.
Whatever, shut up.
Oh, Jesus, what is that?
I don't know, woman. I think it's a chupacabra.
Get out of the car. I'll pull your brains out.
Oh, Jesus, it's the Easter Bunny.
Silly rabbit chase of a kiss.
Get out of the car. I swear I'll pull your brains out.
Okay, we're doing it. Did we just get carjacked by the Easter Bunny?
Damn, times have changed.
Wow, guys, I can't believe I found this golden egg and you didn't.
We all found it together, Cody.
Yeah.
Well, then why am I the one holding it?
Well, because we dove in a dog pile and you came out with it.
You started humping my leg, dude.
Yeah, well, a dog's gotta do what a dog's gotta do. Woof, woof.
What are you gonna do with that egg anyway, Cody?
I don't know. Probably just stare at it and know that I have it and you don't. Oh, I know. I'll post about it on Facebook.
Why?
So the whole world knows that I have it and you don't. Here, hold on to it, Ken. I want to take a selfie. Just don't let anything happen to it, because it's one of a kind. Okay, snap a selfie real quick. Nah, I should smile more. Oh, yeah, that's the one. Now, what should the caption be? Oh, I know. Just found this golden egg and my friends didn't. Hashtag lame. Hashtag scrub. Hashtag loser woozer. Hashtag geez louise. Hashtag gold digger. Post. Whoa, it's already blowing up. I've already gone viral. I got one like already, and it's from my mom. Oh, she's calling me. Yellow. Hey, Cody, did you really find a golden egg? Oh, Mom, I'm so tired of talking about my golden egg. It's all anyone wants to talk about. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. Well, I mean, I guess it is a pretty big deal, but, you know, just be cool about it. I'm so proud of you, Cody. Yeah, I know. Everybody is. I get that a lot. All right, I'll see you later, Mom. Ugh. You guys, it's so hard having this golden egg. I mean, I just can't deal with all this attention that I didn't ask for. You guys are honestly lucky you didn't find it, because, man, this is tough.
I hate you, Cody.
Well, don't hate me because you ain't me. Hey, do you think this egg could fit in my butt? Nah. Well.
I didn't get any eggies!
Because you have a basket on your head, Jeffy.
But you're the Easter Bunny. You can give me free eggs!
Jeffy, I'm not the Easter Bunny.
Yes, you are!
Who dare you? Who at the door?
I'll answer it. Hello?
Where is it?
Where's what?
You know what I'm talking about.
I honestly don't.
Chives is dead on your roof, and I know you know why.
But why is he on my roof dead? What happened?
I had a golden egg. It flew out my private jet. I pushed Chives out of the jet. He landed on your roof and died, and I know you took the golden egg.
Well, I promise I don't have a golden egg.
Well, I'm coming inside because I know that dirty little mouth of yours is lying. Where is it? Where is it? Where is it?
Marvin, what is he looking for?
A golden egg or something.
Oh, like the golden egg that the boys found outside?
Excuse me?
Yeah, the boys found one outside earlier today.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
Marvin, I'm going to give you a spanking. Come here.
What the? Why?
Because does your son have my golden egg?
No, my son doesn't have the egg. The other kid has it.
Who?
The one with the yellow teeth.
Yeah, and he has glasses and, like, the fuzzy hair.
I don't give a fuck. Where is he?
Oh, he's upstairs on the red couch.
That's all you had to say.
So, guys, what do you want to do now?
I think...
Don't say it.
We should look at my gold egg some more.
God, I hate you, Cody.
Well, that's my egg!
Oh, it's Easter Bunny!
Why do you have a gun?
I know you stole my egg! I'm gonna tell you!
What, this is your egg?
You know it's my egg, because you stole it!
Well, I didn't steal it, it just fell out of the sky.
Unlikely story! I saw your post on Facebook! What, you don't know how to make your post private? Huh?
Look, just take your stupid egg, I don't even want it.
Oh, no, you're gonna die!
Joseph, do something, you're behind him.
It's my time to be a hero.
I'm a hero!
Damn it, Joseph.
Coward!
So any last words?
Ho, ho, oh no. Put the gun down, Easter Bunny.
Santa Claus!
Tooth Fairy?
Hey, do you brush your teeth?
Not as much as I should, no.
Good.
Do you help anybody?
Shut up!
What are you doing here, Claus?
Look, I know this kid didn't take your egg.
How do you know, huh?
Because I see them when they're sleeping, and I know when they're awake.
See, you're creepy, too.
Shut up! I know this kid didn't take your egg because he's on the nice list.
I can be pretty naughty, too.
Oh, believe me, I know.
So you're sure he didn't take my egg?
He didn't take your egg, so just take it and leave. Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you guys, I was so scared.
Well, you were so calm.
No. Oh, my God, I was about to crap my pants. That guy is crazy. You know, one time I saw him eat a kid. Like, actually eat. Like, he got mad that people were eating chocolate bunnies, and he ate a kid starting with the ears. It was crazy. There was a whole cover-up and everything.
Well, thanks for saving our life, Santa Claus.
Yeah, me and the Tooth Fairy are gonna go make sure he gets the help he needs.
Don't forget to pull your teeth out so I can leave you money.
Don't listen to her. She has problems, too.
Man, Junior, I can't believe he took my golden egg.
Well, at least he didn't kill you.
I wish he would have killed me. It'd be easier to replace me than to replace that golden egg. It's just so valuable.
I hate you, Cody.
Where is it?
Where's what?
Not you, him! Where is it?
What? I don't know what you're looking for.
Stop playing this game with me! Tell me where it is right now!
Well, I don't know what you're looking for!
The golden egg! Where is it?
Oh, that. Jeez, what is it with everybody and my golden egg today?
The Easter Bunny took it.
You gave it back to the Easter Bunny?
Well, yeah, he had a gun, man. He was crazy.
Do you know how hard it was for me to steal that from him? Not hard at all. But still, I don't want to have to do that again!
Well, I mean, you can have this one.
Oh, really? Oh, that makes me completely forget about the golden egg. Thank you so much.
Okay,
I don't want that. I want the $20 million one.
Wait, it was worth $20 million?
Yes, it was pure gold. $20 million worth of pure gold.
I knew that thing was special when I found it, because I found it.
I hate you, Cody.
I'm going to go steal it back again.
Well, I wouldn't steal it again. He's crazy.
Yeah.
My precious.
Well, I'm glad you got your egg back, Easter Bunny.
If you ever lose those teeth, don't forget to call me.
You know, I'm getting real tired of you and this teeth. Thing.
No one asked you, Santa.
Well, happy Easter, Easter Bunny.
I love my golden egg. It's my favorite egg. I'm never gonna let anything happen to it, and I'm never gonna let anyone take you ever again.
Jeffy, stop playing with that toy. It's really loud and annoying. Jeffy, I said stop playing with that toy. It's going to keep doing that and scaring you. Baby, please don't buy any more toys.
I'm sorry, Marvin. I thought he'd like it.
They're just really loud and annoying. Jeffy, I said stop playing with that toy. It's going to keep popping out.
Mother, find out what's in the box.
There's a monkey in the box.
There's a monkey? Yeah, I'm coming to save you, Mr. Monkey.
All right, that's it. No more monkey toy.
I like the monkey toy.
No, you don't. It keeps scaring you. Get ready for bed. Put your PJs on.
Oh, I want my PJs. I got my diaper on.
Baby, can you put his PJs on for him?
Okay, Jeffy, come with me. It's night-night time.
Did you put his PJs on?
Yep, I even changed his diaper, too.
Why? Was it dirty?
Of course not. It was on the outside of his pants.
But someone pooped my pants.
Someone pooped your pants?
Yep.
Are you sure it wasn't you who pooped your pants?
No, but someone did. And then they put them back on me. And then the poop smeared up my back and Mommy had to clean it.
Okay, well, we're going to go in the living room and have adult time, okay? So you just stay here and go to bed, okay, Jeffy?
Okay, I got to get one more in before bed.
Let's go.
Good night, Jeffy.
So, Jeffy's in bed.
I know, we have the whole night to ourselves.
So, what do you want to do?
Well, we could watch a movie.
What? Well, I was thinking we...
Jeffy, I told you to stay in your bed.
Why?
Because it's bedtime. You're supposed to go to sleep. We're trying to have adult time.
It's too dark in my room.
Too dark in your room? You didn't put a nightlight?
Oh, I forgot. I'm sorry.
Come on, Jeffy. Let's go give you your nightlight.
Nightlight?
All right, Jeffy. There's your nightlight.
Nightlight?
Yes, it's a light that stays on while you're sleeping, so you're not afraid of the dark.
But it's still too dark in here.
It's still too dark. I don't know what else to do.
Hold on. I think I have something. Here, Jeffy, look at that.
What's that?
Look, stars.
Stars? Stars on the wall? How did they get on the wall like that?
It's just what the light does, Jeffy. Is that good enough?
No, it's still too dark in here. Turn the room light on.
But, Jeffy, that'd be way too bright.
Mom, what are you doing?
Is that good enough?
No, it's bright. It's too bright in here. Turn the room light off.
All right, Jeffy, I don't know what else to do.
But it's still too dark in here.
Well, here, hold on. One more. Jeffy, try this one.
What are you doing with that?
You're supposed to hit it to turn it on.
Wow, it's a light.
Jeffy, stop.
You're going to hurt yourself. No, that one's too dangerous for you. How about how about this? How about we,
What are you doing with that?
That's a flashlight, Jeffy.
Ooh, a flashlight.
Oh, it's too bright. Just turn the room light back on.
But you said that one was too bright.
Well, now it's too dark in here, and I want the room light back on.
Come on, let's go.
It's okay, Marvin. We still have the whole night. We can do whatever you want.
Whatever I want?
Of course.
What doing?
Jeffy!
What?
What do you want now? What?
I need a bedtime story.
You don't need a bedtime story. You're too old for a bedtime story.
No, I'm not.
Marvin, we can read him one bedtime story. It won't take that long.
What if one's not good enough? What if he wants two or three?
I need a bedtime story.
We'll read just one. Come on, let's go.
Come on. All right, Jeffy, we're going to read you Green Eggs and Ham.
Green Eggs and Ham?
Yes, Green Eggs and Ham.
What? How'd they do that?
How'd they do what?
Eggs and ham can't be green.
It's just a book, Jeffy.
Well, I want green eggs and ham.
You can't have it. It doesn't exist. It's just a book.
Well, the guy in the book has it.
Because it's a book, Jeffy.
Well, I want green eggs and ham. I want
Jeffy,
green eggs and ham. I want green eggs and ham.
Jeffy, stop it. Just listen to the story.
Marvin, we can figure out how to make green eggs and ham.
Well, no, we can't because it doesn't exist.
Well, it exists in the book.
Because it's a book, Jeffy.
Marvin, the sooner he goes to bed, the sooner we can have grown-up alone bonding time.
But I don't know how to make green eggs and ham because it's exist.
It can't be that hard. We can figure it out.
It doesn't exist. Jeffy, while we go make your stupid green eggs and ham, just try to read the book.
Oh, yeah. Look at all that green.
Ooh, this is exciting.
Yeah, some green on the ham. Put some green on the eggs.
This is fun. Look, it's looking good.
Oh, yeah. Work your magic.
It's very, very green.
Oh, yeah. He's going to get his green eggs and ham.
Oh, that's gross. Oh,
need some more green.
Okay. Oh, that's very green egg.
All right, Jeffy. Here's your green eggs and ham. Doesn't that look good?
This guy's a liar.
What?
This guy's a liar. He said he likes green eggs and ham.
That's the point of the book, Jeffy. See, in the beginning of the book, he doesn't like green eggs and ham. And then he finally tries it, and he likes it.
But he hasn't even touched his ham yet, so how do you know he likes it?
How do you know he hasn't touched his ham?
Because look, if you look on this page, there's one egg on his fork, okay? And then he eats it and makes the statement that he likes green eggs and ham, and he hasn't even touched his ham yet. I don't want that. He's a liar.
Well, maybe because it's a book and that's a picture, you're supposed to assume he's tried both. Because, like, maybe on the next page, he's ate all his ham, right?
Uh-uh. Because on this page, he's only on his second egg. And he still hasn't touched his ham yet. And he's over here rambling on how he eats green eggs and ham anywhere. Anywhere's in all capitals. I don't want that. He's a liar.
But Jeffy, we worked so hard to make the stupid green eggs and ham. Why can't you just try it?
I don't want that because he's a liar.
You know what, Jeffy? Look, you have your stupid bedtime story. You have your stupid green eggs and ham. You have all your dumb night lights. Look, as long as you don't bother me for the whole night, I'll be happy. So are you going to bother me?
Nope.
Okay, so you get over that. I'm happy. Adult time?
Adult time.
All right, we're going to go have adult time. Just stay here with your dumb, stupid, dumb book and all your stuff. Okay, Jeffy literally has everything. He has a stupid nightlight, a stupid book, a stupid green eggs and ham. No more interruptions.
Yeah, Marvin, now we can finally be alone.
Oh, really?
Daddy?
Jeffy, what are you doing out of your room? Stop cop-blocking me.
There's a monster under my bed.
No, there's not, Jeffy. There's no monster under your bed, I promise.
Yes, there is, Daddy, and he told me he's going to poop in my jammies.
What?
poop in your jammies. No, no, he did not say that. He did not say that.
Yes, he did, Dad. He said, Jeffy, I'm going to poop in your jammies. And I said, no, Mr. Monster, please don't poop in my jammies. And I ran here and I told my dad.
Jeffy, there's no monster on your bed. I can show you. I promise there's no monster on your bed.
No, Dad, there is a monster under my bed, and you got to come get him out.
All right, Jeffy, I'm going to show you that there's no monster under your bed. Come on. All right, Jeffy, where's this monster so we can get rid of it so it never comes back?
He's under the bed, Dad. You got to make him go away.
He's under the bed.
I really don't want poop in my jammies.
Well, there is no under the bed, so that poop in your jammies is all you, buddy.
But what if he comes up here and tries to poop in my jammies?
There's no monster under your bed because there's no under the bed, so that means there's no monster.
But he only comes out when you're not here.
He only comes out when we're not here. Isn't that convenient? Well, I got a solution for that. All right, Jeffy, you're not going to have to worry about any more monsters pooping in your jammies, because I got you this.
What is that?
It's a monster destroyer.
Ooh.
A monster destroyer?
Yeah, it destroys monsters that try to poop in kids' jammies.
I told you they exist.
Yeah, yeah, well, it shoots the monster with a laser.
A laser?
Yeah, yeah, so no more monsters will poop in your jammies, and the camera faces you, so I'll be able to see any of the monster. I mean, it'll destroy any monster that tries to poop in your jammies.
Oh, what did you do?
I just explained it. If a monster tries to poop in your jammies, it'll shoot it with a laser and it'll make it go away, okay? So, you happy now?
Okay.
Okay, let's go, all right?
Let's go.
Don't bother me anymore. Finally.
Marvin, was that really a monster destroyer?
No, baby. It's just a baby monitor so we can watch Jeffy.
Oh, that's actually really smart.
I know, I'm a genius.
Marvin, what's he doing?
Jeffy, stop it.
Mr. Monster Machine?
What? No, it's me.
Are you talking to me?
No, it's me, Marvin.
Daddy? Are you drowned in your machine?
No, I'm not. Go back to bed.
Why?
Because, go to sleep. We're trying to do stuff.
I see you, Daddy. Hold on.
No, don't break the machine. Jeffy, stop it. Oh, my God. Oh, no. Jeffy, why'd you knock down the monster machine? Why?
Oh, you're too late, Daddy.
Too late? Too late for what?
The monster already pooped in my jammies.
The monster already pooped in your jammies?
Yeah, he came right after the machine fell down.
Jeffy, you pooped in your jammies. You did.
No, the monster did. But the good news is, my diaper's still clean.
Oh, Jesus Christ, oh God.
Shh, don't wake him, Marvin.
But don't wake him. I don't want to sleep with him.
Ah! It's only for one night. Oh. Ah! Oh.
Who's my little cuddle muffin?
Oh, who's my little snuggle bear?
I am my little strawberry shortcake.
With a cherry on top?
Of course, with a cherry on top.
Oh,
are you guys done? Jeffy, how long have you been standing there?
Long enough to throw up in my mouth and swallow it.
What do you want, Jeffy?
I want some help building my Lego pirate ship.
Jeffy, I don't have time to build a Lego pirate ship.
But dang, it'd be really quick. It's only 1,260 pieces. And if it takes us 30 seconds per piece, that's only 630 minutes, which is only 10 and a half hours. So let's get started.
Jeffy, I'm not going to assemble Legos for 10 and a half hours.
Marvin, you should spend more time with Jeffy.
But my little cuddle muffin, I don't want to assemble Legos for 10 and a half hours.
Well, Blueberry Bear, you could do the first 5.5 hours, and then I could take over for the last 5 hours.
But baby, I don't want to assemble Legos.
Hey, Dad, check this out. If you buy me 2 more of these sets, we can build the pirate house and the pirate island. Then we have the whole collection, and that would be the tits.
I'm not buying you any more Legos, Jeffy, until you assemble this Lego set. So how about this? If you assemble the Lego pirate ship by yourself, then I'll buy the other 2 sets that you can assemble by yourself. How about that?
Well, Dad, yesterday I was watching this naughty video that had the exact same title, 3-in-1.
Jeffy, I'm not going to assemble Legos with you, so take us to your room and assemble it by yourself. Who's that?
Hopefully someone to help me build my Lego shit.
Let me see what it is. Hello?
Help me! Help me, please! You have to hide me!
Wait, are you Goodman's butler?
Well, yes, but not anymore! It's a long story! Please! Hide me! Please!
Okay, come upstairs!
Thank God!
So, Marvin, who was at the door?
It was Mr. Goodman's butler.
My name is Chives.
Well, Chives, what are you doing here?
I had to run away from Mr. Goodman. I couldn't stand the constant bickering and nagging and him demanding me to say sir at the end of every sentence. Sir.
Well, why'd you run away? Why didn't you just quit?
Because he would kill me. You don't understand. I'm the 14th butler this year. I've seen things. Things he doesn't want the world to know. So if a butler wants to quit, he just kills them.
Well, you can stay here. I promise you, he's not going to come looking for you here.
Thank you. What?
Who's that?
That must be him. Please, you have to hide me now. I'll do anything.
Oh, hide in the bathroom. Okay, I'm going to go answer the door and tell him he's not here. Hello?
Is Shithead here?
Who?
That bald-headed bastard.
What? I don't know who you're talking about.
My butler, Marvin!
What? I didn't even know you had a butler.
Oh, stop tugging my balls, Marvin. I know he's here because I have a tracker in his colon. And my Find My Butler app led me right to your house.
What, your Find My Butler app? Well, there's no butler in my house. Your phone must be acting up.
Oh, really? Because if I press this button, it'll shock his colon.
You don't have to press that.
I'm going
to
press it.
Well, don't press it.
I'm pressing it. Found him. The Find My Butler app says he's in here.
He's not in my bathroom. We should go check another room.
He could be in your shower.
He's not in the shower.
Let's see. There he is.
What? No, that's just my screaming shower curtain. I got it from Bed Bath & Beyond.
Oh, really? I would love to see it scream again.
Okay, look, I'll pull back the curtain to show you he's not in the shower.
Okay. Run.
Oh, yes, these pipes are lovely. Master Marvin, I was just fixing your pipes. Thank you so much for hiring me.
Oh, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, Goodman, old chap. I didn't even notice you there. Oh, old Marvin here, he was just hiring me to fix his pipes.
Did I say you can leave the house, Chives?
Well, no, sir, but
that is unacceptable. That is three spankings for you with the paddle.
Is that the paddle with or without the spikes, sir?
The spikes. You know that, Chives. Now go warm my Lamborghini.
Yes, sir.
God, you're getting old. It's so hard to find good help around here, Marvin. Now walk me to the car.
Okay.
All right, Chives, you know the Lamborghini doesn't come with heated seats, so I'm going to need you to pull your pants down and warm up my seat with your bare ass cheeks.
Very good, sir.
What are you doing? You don't have to take this. You can stand up for yourself. You can say, I don't want to work for you anymore, and stand up for yourself.
You know what? You're right. I don't have to take this anymore. I'm a man! Master!
Did you just raise your voice at me, Chives? You have a dirty mouth. You get in that car!
No, sir. I was just letting you know that I took the liberty to warm the baby oil for the butt spankings later.
You rub that Vaseline all over those ass cheeks, Chives. Now get in the car!
Yes, sir.
Thanks for helping me find them, Marvin. You want to watch the spankings?
No, I'm good.
All right, he's going to get spankings in my car.
Here it comes, Chives.
One, sir.
Stop tensing up.
Two, sir.
Marvin, what was that all about?
I don't know, but I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Danny, since you don't want to build the pirate ship, can we make a Play-Doh pizza and eat it?
What? No, Jeffy, you can't eat Play-Doh. It's poisonous.
Oh, that's why I run out of Play-Doh so fast. But then why did they make it look like pizza?
It's supposed to be like a joke.
I'm not laughing, Daddy.
Well, look, how about we do something else? Who's that? Hold on. Hello?
Marvin, please! You have to hide me again! I escaped Goodman and those powerful spankings!
But he has a track on your butt. He's gotta find you again.
I need you to help me remove it! Now, come!
Marvin, who's at the door this time?
Marvin, quick! Stick your hand up my rear to get the tracking device out!
Marvin, what is going on?
I'm not sticking my hand up your butt.
I'll do it.
No, you're not gonna do it, Jeffy.
Fine. I'll do it myself.
Oh, it came out!
Oh, thank God! Hurry, grab it so we can flush it!
I'm not gonna grab it!
Fine, I'll do it myself!
Ew!
Why'd you put it in your mouth?
Alright, Marvin, flush it!
Okay.
Goodman will never find me now.
Okay.
Marvin, what is going on here?
Look, there was a tracking device in his butt, and we flushed it so Goodman couldn't find him.
Exactly!
Oh, no, that must be Goodman again.
Marvin, please, you must hide me again.
No, find your own hiding spot.
Excellent idea.
Hello?
Where is he?
What's the bat for?
I'm going to beat his bald head with my baseball bat. This is my bald-headed baseball bat beater.
Well, I promise you, your butler's not in my house.
My Find My Butler app said he's in the exact same spot that he was in last time. So I'm going to go beat your screaming shower curtain with my baseball bat. How do you like that, Chives? Pull the curtain back.
Okay.
What? Hold on.
My Find My Butler app says he's right here.
Well, no, he's not here.
No. Oh, I see what you did.
Wait, what?
You flushed him down the toilet, didn't you?
Well, I can't flush him down the toilet.
Flush me down the toilet, Marvin.
What, flush you down the toilet?
Yeah, I'm going in after him. Flush me down the toilet!
Okay.
All right, Marvin. Flush me.
Okay.
I'm coming for you, Chives. I'm coming!
Marvin, can you please tell me what's going on?
I just flushed Goodman down the toilet.
What?
Thank goodness, sir! I was hiding under the sink. 5 more seconds and I think he would have found me. You saved my life. I'll do anything for you, sir. I'll be your servant. I'll cut your toenails.
No, that's fine. You can just go home.
But wait, Marvin. He's a butler. He could take care of Jeffy and do all the things with Jeffy that you don't want to do.
Good thinking, baby. But you're so smart. Yeah, he could build the Lego set and the Play-Doh pizza. Chives, there is one thing you can do for me.
Of course. Anything, sir.
I want you to be Jeffy's butler, you know, and do everything he says.
Anything's better than working for Goodman, of course.
All right, Jeffy. So this is Chives. He's your butler. He'll do anything you say.
That is the tits.
All right, butter pillow baby. Let's go to the bedroom.
Okay, Flutterby.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all gay.
Indeed, sir. So, Master Helmethead, what is your first request, sir?
Well, first I want you to build my 1,260-piece pirate Lego set.
That is a lot of pieces. It might take me a little while, sir.
Yeah, it'll take you exactly 10.5 hours. Because with 1,260 pieces and one piece every 30 seconds, that equals 630 minutes, which equals 10.5 hours. So you better get started.
Of course, sir. I'll be on that right away.
Great.
There you are, sir. Your Lego pirate ship. All 1,260 pieces.
Huh. It took you 10 hours and 45 minutes. It was only supposed to take you 10.5 hours.
Well, you see, sir, there are many small pieces, and my vision's not as good as it used to be.
Well, let's go see if it floats.
Floats, sir? That took me over 10 hours to build!
It didn't float.
Oh, of course it didn't, sir! There's no water in the tub!
Oh, maybe we should have put water in it. Build it again.
I think I saw a plate of pizza set upstairs. How about we go do that instead?
Okay, let's go make a pizza.
Thank God. All right, sir. Your Play-Doh pizza is ready.
Eat it.
You want me to eat it, sir?
Yeah, eat it.
I would rather not.
I eat it all the time. It's good. Eat it.
Sir, I would rather not.
I said eat it!
Yes, sir. Of course, sir. Mmm, so good, sir.
Take a real bite.
Yes, sir. What's that over there, sir?
Where?
Oh, wow, that was so good. That was so delicious. I could have another.
Oh, you ate it already? I'll just make another one.
No, sir. I'm so stuffed from the first one. I couldn't dare. But why don't we do something else?
All right. Here, make me some water balloons.
Yes, sir. Sir, your water balloons are ready.
All right, thanks.
Do with them as you wish, sir.
Oh, it didn't break.
Please don't do that again, sir. Sir, good heavens. Don't put that down, sir.
That didn't break either.
You know, ow, sir. Sir, I must implore you, please. How about we go do something else, sir?
All right. So I decided you need to wear a uniform.
Sir, I already am wearing a uniform.
No, I think you need to wear something more formal. Put this on.
Sir, this is a chicken suit.
Yeah, put it on.
Must I absolutely have to, sir?
Did I stutter? I said put it on!
You did not stutter, sir. I will get to it right away. I have put on the chicken suit, sir.
All right, good. Now I want you to act like a chicken.
Of course, sir. Bok, bok, bok.
No, that's not realistic enough. I want you to act like a real chicken.
I will do my best, sir.
Good. Now, I want you to color a page out of this coloring book.
Which one, sir?
Just pick one. Any one of them. But it's got to be perfectly within the lines.
Absolutely, sir. Right on it. Sir, your perfectly colored book as requested.
Chives? What the heck?
Whatever do you mean, sir?
You colored outside the lines, you blind old fart! Oh. Idiot!
Sir, the ears were hard to see, and there's a beak in my face.
Well, find another picture and color it perfectly, dummy!
You know what? No! I don't have to deal with this anymore! Not from you, not from Goodman! I quit! Good day, sir! and don't have to deal with this anymore. Oh, Goodman, old chap, where have you been?
In the sewer, looking for your tracker that's supposed to be in your butt.
That must have fell out when I used the restroom earlier, sir. Actually, you know what? I don't have to deal with this anymore, sir. I'm finally sticking up for myself. I quit.
Oh, no, you quit? Are you working for Chick-fil-A? Is that what this is?
Well, no, but anything's better than working for you, you old bag.
Wow, no one's ever stood up for me before. It almost sounds like you need to put this chip back in your ass.
Good day, sir.
Well, you know what? I got 20,000 different reasons why you should put that microchip back in your ass.
Shall I warm the Lamborghini with my butt cheeks, sir?
Indeed.
Absolutely, sir.
Get your ass back in the car.
Jeffy, how's your butler doing?
Yeah, you having fun?
No, he quit.
He quit?
Yeah, but it's okay, Daddy. I got this new Lego set. And I know you were upset about the last one because it was going to take like 10.5 hours. But this one's only 1,002 pieces. And at 30 seconds per piece, that'll take 501 minutes and just under 8.5 hours.
Well, get started, Marvin.
Okay, let's build this one.
Jeffy, are you ready for school?
Sure am, Daddy.
What, Jeffy, what'd you do to your shirt?
I cut it up because I wanted it to look like Swiss cheese.
Jeffy, you can't go to school like that.
Yeah, they're going to send you home for having holes in your shirt.
Darn, didn't know that was going to happen.
You're still going to school, Jeffy.
But I don't have a shirt to wear.
Sure you do, Jeffy. I got you this shirt for Christmas. It has a turtle on it, and it says, Turtly Cool!
Oh, that's so sick, Mommy. I want to put it on right now.
All right, Mommy. How do I look?
You look turtly cool, Jeffy.
Damn right I do.
All right, Jeffy, let's go to school.
Dang, everyone's going to be so jealous of my new shirt, I'm going to pull major hose.
Oh, that's good, Jeffy. Come on.
Hey, idiot, what happened to your old shirt? Did you wipe your butt with it?
You're just jealous you don't have a cool shirt that has words on it.
Oh, yeah? What's it say?
It actually says, Turtle and Cool, and it has a little turtle with sunglasses on it.
It should say that you're returned, or returned. Yeah, that's it. You're returned.
My mommy told me that I was turtle and cool.
Your mommy dresses you.
I don't want this stupid shirt anymore.
Well, calm down, Incredible Hulk. Wait a minute. You don't have any nipples. Hey, everybody. Jeffy doesn't have nipples.
It's not my fault I was born without nipples.
Jeffy, why'd you take your shirt off?
Because I thought that shirt was going to make girls give me major treatment, but all it did was get me made fun of.
They made fun of your shirt, Jeffy?
Yeah, because apparently it's not cool to be turtly cool. They called me retarded.
Marvin.
It's funny.
Those kids are just mean, Jeffy.
Well, I'm never wearing that shirt ever again.
That's okay, Jeffy. I got you another shirt, and it says Mommy Whaley Loves Me, and has two whales hugging.
You really want me to get made fun of, don't you, Mommy?
Oh, it's cute, Jeffy.
Is it going to make girls turn into bobbleheads?
I don't know about that, Jeffy, but go ahead and put it on.
Okay, Mommy. I'll wear it tomorrow, but it better not get me made fun of.
I see you got your old shirt back. Wait, that's not your old shirt. That's a new shirt. What's it say?
Nothing.
I want to know what your shirt says.
No.
No, show me your shirt.
I'm not showing you my shirt.
What does your shirt say?
It says, My Mommy Whaley Loves Me, and it has a whale on it.
My Mommy Whaley Loves Me? That's Whaley lame.
Well, at least my mommy loves me.
Well, what, is your mommy a whale? Hey, everybody, Jeffy's mom's a whale. Yeah, your mom's a whale.
Shut up, Cody. Your mom's a whale.
I was just really glad the joke wasn't about me for once.
You gonna go to the ocean and see your mommy?
That's it! I'm tired of this!
What, are you gonna go kiss your mom's big whale lips?
It happened again!
They made fun of your shirt again, Jeffy?
Yeah, and they called you a whale, Mommy!
What? Marvin!
You eat a lot of Cheetos, baby.
Marvin!
Look, Jeffy, your mom got you another shirt.
I did! It says Hanging with Mommy and has two slots.
Oh, absolutely not! I'm done with shirts! They want to bully me? I'm going to become the bully now!
Oh, this is not going to be good.
Hey, loser, was with a new look. Your balls finally dropped. Hey, what are you doing? What are you doing? Get off. No, no, stop, 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 no. Oh, no. He pulled my underwear up over my face. Oh, God, I have doo-doo stains on it. This is so gross and embarrassing. I'm going to get pink eye.
Anyone else want some? Huh?
Cody called your mom a whale.
What, Junior? No, no, what are you doing? What are you doing? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Okay, yes, Daddy. He gave me a wedgie. Should have pulled harder.
Ha ha, Cody! You have rainbow pony underwear?
Junior, they're not underwear. They're panties.
Oh, my God! I have those!
Can I smell them?
Ew, no, Junior! You're gross!
Jeffrey, stop worrying everyone! Go into the principal's office now! Jeffrey, what are you doing? Jeffrey, Jeffrey, why are you pulling my underwear over my face? Ew, I got doodle stain! Ring Ring doesn't do my laundry! Ah!
Hey, Jeffy, how was school?
Shut up, nerd!
Jeffy!
What'd you call me?
Nerd, because you are one!
What are you doing?
Jeffy, what are you doing?
He put my underwear on my face!
Jeffy!
That is it, Jeffy, you are grounded!
Oh, you're gonna ground me? I'm gonna show you grounded!
Jeffy, what are you doing?
Giving you a swirly, nerd!
What? Jeffy, if you put my head in that toilet, you would just... Oh, Jeffy, dear God, please help me!
You had enough yet?
I've had enough.
All right.
Morphin, what's wrong?
Jeffy gave me a swirly.
He what?
He put my head in the toilet.
Jeffy, why would you do that?
Because he's a nerd.
Jeffy, that's not how we act. We treat others the way we want to be treated.
Well, everyone wants to bully me, so now I'm going to be the bully. So no one mess with me!
Marvin, what do we do?
I'm calling the cops. He assaulted me with my underwear and a toilet.
Hey there, somebody call the police? I heard an old lady say that at the barbershop today. She called me the police. I like that. I'm gonna say that from now on. Police. So what do you need?
My son is bullying me. He gave me a swirly and he put my underwear over my eyes.
Classic.
Not classic. He's assaulting me.
Well, I know how to deal with that kind of situation.
You do?
Oh, yeah. I used to get bullied a lot in high school. Let me tell you a story. I always get bullied by this guy named Trevor. He used to call me names like Braceface, you know, because I wore braces at the time. And he used to pull my pants down in front of all the cheerleaders. And they would all laugh at me and say, ha ha, tiny. So one day, I decided to get revenge on him by pulling his pants down in front of the cheerleaders. And boy, did that backfire, because he was hung like a horse. All the girls like him, even Mrs. Jenkins. I had a crush on her. She was kind of a hot teacher. But anyway, me and Trevor became friends after that because I helped him get so many girls by pulling his pants down. So I guess the moral of this story is what you should do is pull Jeffy's pants down in class? No, that don't do that. That's not right. That's not what I meant at all. Okay. Better example. Okay. I also used to get bullied by this guy named Travis. Now, Travis was a real freak. He put a wasp nest in my backpack. So whenever I opened my backpack, a bunch of wasps flew out and they started stinging me. So I ran around the classroom taking my clothes off. And then everybody just pointed at me and laughed and said, ha ha, tiny. So I wanted to get revenge on him. So the next day, I put a wasp nest in his backpack. And then when he opened his backpack, he got stung by wasps and he ran around the class taking his clothes off. And boy, did that backfire because he was packing. All the girls liked him. Oh, yeah. Except we didn't become friends because he was pissed that I put a wasp nest in his backpack. So the moral of this story is you should put a wasp nest in Jeffy's backpack. No, don't do that either. That was... Okay, that sucks too. Okay. But last example, this one's gonna be good. This will make sense, I promise. Okay. So I also used to get bullied by this guy named Trent, and we rode the bus together. So what he would do was put gum in my hair, which sucked because then I'd have to shave my head to get the gum out, and then everybody would laugh at me and say, ha ha, baldy, and also tiny, you know, because they remembered from when I got pantsed and the whole thing with the wasps. So I wanted to get revenge on him. So what I did was I put gum in his hair, and he had to shave his head. And then the next day, he got hit by a car, and I felt kind of bad. So I went to visit him in the ICU, and I walked in when they were changing his body cast, and he was packing. I mean, all of the nurses wanted to help him. So the moral of this story is, you should push Jeffy in front of a car. No, don't. Oh, man, I'll admit, I'm not the right guy for this.
Yeah, you don't know what you're talking about.
No, let me just talk to him, and I'll explain to him why bullying people is wrong.
Okay.
Hey, champ, what are you doing?
Writing hate comments on SML videos.
Oh, but they work so hard.
But they won't bring back their plushies.
Oh, well, they can't do that. Look, I wanted to talk to you about something.
What do you want, loser?
Okay, so you're already starting with the name-calling. Now, I know the only reason you're doing that is because you're just lashing out because you don't know how else to express yourself.
Well, you're ugly.
Okay, that one kind of hurt a little bit. But look, what I wanted to say is that I used to be just like you. I mean, I wasn't cross-eyed like that, but I did get bullied a lot.
You did?
Oh, yeah, I get bullied all the time. And you know how I got over it? I found out that everybody was packing. I don't really know why. But then, when I grew up, I became a cop, so I can bully whoever I want. It's my job to bully people. You going too fast? Boom. Speeding ticket. Speeding tickets are my swirlies. So what I'm trying to say is I know that deep down, you know that bullying is wrong, right? Well, that didn't work.
Oh no, he did it to you too?
Yeah, the only thing I learned here is I gotta start wiping better.
Well, what do we do now, officer?
Yeah, what do we do?
I don't know. He's probably just going through a phase. I'm sure he'll grow out of it. Or he'll end up in prison. He might be packing. I don't know. I'm just gonna go.
No, don't go. We need your help. We really need your help.
Well, I've done everything I can do, and I don't want my face to end up in your toilet again.
Look, I have an idea that'll get him to stop bullying people.
Wait, really?
Yeah, let me show you.
Well, I won't be able to see it, because I got underwear in my eyes. Thank you, but I would wash my hands if I were you.
All right, we're all going to wear these shirts, and when Jeffy sees them, he's going to bully us for wearing these shirts, and he's going to realize he's became what he hated most, being a bully.
I hate this shirt. I look like a dingus.
Aw, it's cute.
Hanging with Mommy. I hate my mother. I would never hang with her. I also hate sloths. They're all lanky and they're creepy and I hate them.
Look, you only have to wear the shirt for like a few minutes for Jeffy to see you.
Yeah, so he can make fun of us and then shove my face in the toilet again and then put my poopy underwear in my face? Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
No, he's going to realize that he's a bully and he's not going to want to be a bully anymore. Jeffy, get in here.
What do you losers want?
Don't hurt me. Oh, God, no, please.
Wait, just look at our shirts. Look at our shirts.
Eternally cool? That's retarded.
Well, look, Jeffy, look. You just bullied me the same way you used to get bullied in school.
You're right. What if I become... I've become the same thing I swore to destroy. I'm like Darth Vader. Diaper.
I'm sorry, Daddy. I didn't want to be a bully. I was just tired of people bullying me.
It's okay, Jeffy.
Yeah, Jeffy, as long as you promise you won't